Views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What are we talking about here? Orgy? Is it a human sacrifice of some kind?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I've studied the human mind. I've learned how to read it and ultimately control it.
Fascinating. I can't wait to read it.
It's $14.99 on my website.
Okay.
Plus shipping and handling.
Even if I buy it here,
it ships from somewhere else, isn't it? And I've been handling it.
Paul Perillo.
Very attractive man. Can fit a whole octopus in his mouth. Sort of an animal magnetism about him.
And Andy. And Andy?
Do you have any idea what it's like, Tim, to be up to your elbow in a zebra's vagina?
Andy Hart.
What does it make you think of?
I guess it kind of makes me think of your penis.
Then you get it.
Eric Scalavino.
You know, that is so like you. You call a guy a douche and you get your first museum show out of it.
For now, anyway.
It smells like cabbage on this floor.
That's the smell of dead dreams.
I go to the clubs at night and people are like, hey, who's wearing the coleslaw? You know how hard it is to get laid when you smell like coleslaw?
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh man, they are flat out one hell of a party.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It was a resounding start to our in-season schedule yesterday. A big day started off by us at noon, and then John Rook in the Patriots playbook at 2, and then Pete Shepard debuted the expanded Pete Shepard show at 4 o'clock. It was a big day, big, big day. We shot the first episode of the 2011 PFW TV show for Comcast. And then Paul, Andy, and I ended the day doing a little PR hit at Waxy O'Connor's in Foxborough for Comcast. And the food was pretty good, so I can't complain.
Yeah, good time all around.
So
busy day, but a fun day.
But we're here with our first Wednesday show of the 2011 season. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. So join us, won't you, for another 2 hours of Paul, you're yawning.
I'm tired.
Why?
I'm not ready for prime time yet.
You weren't even drinking Miller Lights last night. You had all Diet Pepsis at the event.
I did.
I was surprised. I had a Sam Adams.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Yeah. I felt like I was out representing the Patriots organization. I thought it best to maintain a level of decorum. No, I just didn't really feel like having a beer and then getting in my car and driving an hour in a driving rainstorm.
That's true.
That's really true. The reason why I didn't have any beers.
How do you think we did last night? Because we went up and the three of us.
I thought it was fine. Yeah. I talked to Tom E. Curran a little bit today, who has the show that precedes ours, Quick Slants.
Right.
Quick Slants.
Despite that, we still get good ratings.
Right. And he said that was kind of what they envisioned, a smaller gathering. They invited some local
bloggers. Right.
Some smaller media outlets, and they got a few of those people to come, and a lot of them came up and introduced themselves to Andy and me. And one of them is from Fox, was talking to Andy a little bit about some of his thoughts on just the overall sports landscape in Boston. But I was surprised with how many people from various places knew of our work and had been following us in our various ventures, whether it be here on Patriots.com radio or on the TV show on Comcast, which was very, very nice to see.
Well, the bloggers tend to be plugged in because they're not here, so they don't have a credential. So they really rely on us or Tom Curran or
correct.
Mike Reese to get the info when, on which they are now blogging. Right.
Now, more importantly, I would say, believe it or not, more importantly than the stuff about us, there were some moves made that maybe, since our last show, that we didn't really talk about. Now, I think Pete probably talked about him on his show when we joined Pete for a little while to welcome him.
Right.
The Patriots did make some roster moves. They claimed A.J. Eds, linebacker from Iowa, and they got him, and obviously they had signed Dan Gronkowski, which we knew about during the show yesterday. To make room for those, we knew about Darius Butler.
Right.
He was let go yesterday. Now, today, The final piece came, I think somewhat surprisingly, Gerard Warren.
Yep.
Was the roster move today to make room for the second piece.
I was a little surprised. But
and it, would expect to see him back based on Bill.
What it tells me is that he might have been brought in for insurance, and maybe they're feeling good about Kyle Love and Albert Haynesworth. And obviously Vince Wilfork, but...
Yeah, no. I think that's accurate, but I think that based on Bill, I would be surprised to not see him back at some point. I think they, for whatever reason, there's something going on with the depth, I think, with those linebackers in terms of playing special teams. Now, we know about injuries and guys coming off injuries in various stages with Brandon Spikes, with Dane Fletcher. Jeff Tarpinian remains on the roster despite very little activity down the stretch of the preseason. I think they probably wanted to look at some more guys that can fill roles in all four downs. Interestingly, in talking about Eds today, by the way, Andy, is it Eds or Eads?
No idea.
Okay. I think Eds.
I thought it was Eds, but someone asked a question today and mentioned Eads, and he wasn't corrected, so I didn't know if that was accurate. But anyway, interesting, I thought, in Bill's summation of his abilities, played outside at Iowa in a 4-3 kind of a, you know, played outside, played inside with the Dolphins last year. Dolphins obviously a 3-4. So he has some flexibility there. They'll see how that works out. But also mentioned, you know, in addition to playing special teams of the kicking game, can long snap.
Oh.
Which he threw out there. Now, I don't know if it's can long snap like Rob Ninkovich can long snap, you know,
right,
in case of an emergency, break glass.
Right.
Or he's a legitimate long snapping candidate. Who knows? But thought it was interesting that he threw that out there.
Okay. Gerard Warren, though, you mentioned that you think he'll be back.
Well, he was asked about it specifically. Is he one of those guys that, you know, we might see back? And immediately Bill said, sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I think generally when it's not necessarily something, and Andy, you can help me out here if you don't think that. There's a catchphrase that Bill uses when he gets that question, and it's, I wouldn't rule it out.
Right.
You know, we'll see. I wouldn't rule it out. Today, it was an unequivocal, sure.
Yeah. I think that he was, and I think he is, the 2011 insurance policy for that defensive
yeah,
line.
Yeah, and I also think it might be something as, you know, seemingly minor as money. You know, I don't know, you know, if it is, but... You know, maybe they say, well, if he's not on the roster that week one and, you know, we go the first couple of weeks without him, we have all these defensive linemen.
Right.
And they're all, I mean, the 10 guys that they had, really, I think Jermaine Cunningham was the only one that we know that's dealing with an injury. Ellis is working his way back. He's back on the field. Haynesworth back on the field. Mark Anderson, Andre Carter, they've been out there.
Yep.
Will Fork, Love,
yep,
they've been out there. So they're pretty deep there. There's a lot
yeah
of guys.
Yeah.
So maybe they figure we can get by the first month or so, and if we need Gerard Warren, like you said, there's the insurance policy. We bring him back. His salary's not guaranteed for the season. I don't know. Does that have anything to do with it? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
What do you think, Andy?
I think it's AJ Eads, thanks
Eads
to the speediness of the iPhone. Eads.
Okay.
AJ Eads.
Were you surprised to see Warren get released?
A little bit, but, I mean, he's kind of on the low end of the veteran guys. And he's old. You know, we talked about the mix there where you had guys like Ellis, Wilfork, Haynesworth. Those are the proven big-name veteran guys. I would say Warren is below that in that next tier of veteran guy, and he's not young. So I think as they made up the roster, if there was going to be a guy that'd be out, he'd be the guy I would have guessed would have been out. But I also think there's a chance he could be back. I definitely.
I don't know if anyone saw. I tweeted out Andy doing his one-on-one interview with Zoltan Mesko in the locker room. So,
and the height joke started as I predicted.
Yep. Yeah. Although someone thought the cameraman was Paul.
The cameraman's about three of me. He's big. He's tall.
He's tall.
Fred,
tall.
Do you know the cameraman's name?
Bill Messina.
Good.
And then somebody tweeted, Andy needs one of those kiddie steps next time. So I retweeted that, like Adam Schefter uses.
And Moose, by the way, was a college tight
and Mike
end.
Reese, by the
was
way.
Was he?
So he's a big guy.
No, he is. He's big.
Oh, it was a bad... I tweeted it.
Hence
it's
the name Moose.
Bad draw for me. I was between 2 6-foot-4 guys.
Right.
You know, next week, that's it. Damn it, we're doing Danny Woodhead.
We're sitting down.
But people, no, we'll do Woodhead, and I'm fine with that. Kevin Falk.
People will see the finished product on Thursday night at 7:30.
It wasn't a great interview, I'm not
going to
lie.
CSNNNEEEEE.
Comcast.
Yes. Comcast.
Sportsnet.
You're hurting our ratings.
Check your local listings for the number on your box.
852 is generally, right?
In New England, in Massachusetts.
Comcast.
The local Comcast area.
Or 52 if you're in the dark ages and don't have
HD.
But
Comcast is also on Verizon, right? That station.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe it's also on some like satellite networks and stuff.
Yeah.
Comcast Sportsnet is
big.
Very big. Very
kind
big.
Of a big deal, and we're kind of the biggest deal of the big deal.
Yeah.
We already talked about our appearance last night.
That was good. Did you talk about the fact that he's such an alcoholic that he can't have just one?
Well, I didn't say it that way.
Diet Pepsi.
I thought we talked about it, but I didn't mention it the way you did.
I didn't feel the
need
to get it.
He's admitting. What is his catchphrase?
Maybe I just drink, drink to get drunk.
He knew he couldn't drink not to get drunk, so he didn't drink.
He made a good point. He didn't feel
I didn't really feel like I needed to do it, but now that I guess I will. The idea of having two or three beers and then getting in the car in a driving rainstorm and driving an hour, to me, didn't really seem like the smartest thing to do. So I didn't do it.
You don't get drunk on two beers.
Well, Paul doesn't.
I had a hard enough time.
Did you find your way out all right? Because you took that turn and there was an easier way for you to go.
I went right around the rotary down North Street.
Okay.
Is that not the way I wanted to go out?
No, you could have.
Plus, I had to stop and get gas. I knew the gas station was on that corner.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
A little pricier here than at home, too. I had to stop and get gas, too, and paid like 20 cents more than I've been paying at home.
Could I have gone another way and gotten an
just
exit?
Down 140 and hit
but then that would have been an exit further down though, no?
Yeah, you'd come out on the other side of Gillette Stadium. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you took the way that I think was fine.
Plus the reason I did that, this is again fascinating for our listeners, but I knew that the gas station was on the corner of North Street in Route 1, so I knew I was stopping.
And he only
there.
Goes to one gas station. This is
no,
gas
I
station.
Knew the gas station was gas there. Station I didn't there. Want to drive around again in a driving rainstorm, not knowing if there was a gas station there.
Is there a gas station you won't go to? Like, is there a brand that you won't?
Some of those are kind of fishy, though. I won't just go to any.
Like, a lot of people won't go to BP anymore because of what they did in the Gulf.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't. I don't do that. Yeah. But do you have it like...
Paul doesn't care about the environment.
No, not at all. I mean, did they do it on purpose?
You're like my stepdad then. Because he claims that some gases aren't as good. They make your car ping.
I think that's true. Like, if it's like best gas...
Well, yeah.
I'd have to be completely empty and with nothing else in sight for me to go to one of those places. I think that's right.
He won't go to Cumberland Farms, I think.
That's Gulf now, though. That's a name brand.
Generally, those are name brands.
Yeah.
I go to wherever it's close. I generally go where it's cheapest.
Was told that the only difference between like a Best and a Gulf is that the Best buy their gas on the spot market. They don't get it from one carrier.
I'm wrong. There's no difference between
that's,
the gas?
That's what I'm told.
Okay. Well, I mean, I had heard stories.
But an individual, sometimes I've heard of like real bad people watering down their gas, and that's when you get the pinging. You know,
that doesn't sound legal.
No, it's completely illegal. Yeah,
that's not.
But
right.
Maybe I'm sure one of our listeners will have the skinny on name brand gas stations versus the generic.
I look forward to that in the second hour. But yeah. You know, Big Head, you know, throws it out there. You know, like, is there anything you won't do? You know, like, I don't certainly go from one to another to save a nickel a gallon on gas.
Oh, I don't. I just go to the ones that I always
cheapest.
Know are cheap.
Yeah.
No, but I know
Hess
the two.
Is usually
I don't
cheaper.
Even look.
In my town, I know the two places that are always the cheapest, so that's where I go, depending on which end of town I'm at.
Right.
I just go to whatever's most convenient.
I'm not
honest
rich.
To God.
I'm not rich like Paul. I have to watch my pennies. They count.
Yeah, but sometimes you spend as much just traveling to the other gas station as you would.
No, I know the two places, so I stop and get gas at those when I'm coming home.
My brother-in-law does that. There's a place up in Route 1 up north that it's a good 5-6 miles.
Right.
But it's like 20 cents less a gallon. Yeah, that's good. You beat them. Good job. Good job. You beat them.
I'm sure you guys have had arguments about that.
Okay, you know, I'm at my smug best, you know.
Speaking of brothers, Brady said that the Gronkowski brothers were already giving each other headlocks
in the locker room yesterday.
That's not going to work.
It's amazing how similar they are. They walked in about, I don't know, maybe a minute apart today, Andy, and it's just amazing that, like, the mannerisms, they don't look exactly like they're clearly brothers, but
right.
Their mannerisms, like that goofy head bob when they walk, like, side to side, right. I'm really curious to see how this is all going to play out.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady spoke today. What did Belichick have to say? Any insight that he can give us?
Gerard Mayo will be the play caller on defense and wear the green dot.
Andy only deals in things that he asks. Bill.
Okay.
I think it's rare that you get a definitive yes from Bill Belichick. And I asked him I was a little smart about my question. I said, in the position that we've seen Gerard Mayo play this preseason, will he remain the primary play caller and green dot guy? And he said, yes.
What about,
which, by the way, is a backing of what Andy and Paul said way back when, every down player.
And we were speculating.
We were speculating if he's going to be a weak side linebacker as opposed to middle linebacker. It doesn't have to be the middle linebacker. Spikes isn't going to be a three down player.
Well, it's even worse now if you don't know what that either Fletcher or Spikes may or may not be on the field.
Right.
He also, someone asked him about versatility for secondary players, and he said that
on this team,
we don't have any corners that play safety.
Yeah, but for all we know, Dowling's a safety. Yeah. Like, we don't know which
at
guy
at this
falls.
Time in 2003, right. Eugene Wilson would have been a corner as a corner.
Right. Right. So you're saying that doesn't rule out some type
doesn't
of...
rule anything out.
Today, that's right. True. Right. Tomorrow, that may change.
Yeah.
I agree with Andy on that.
Okay.
But I do also agree with you, Fred, that it was interesting that he said it.
Yeah.
But I could see it not going well on Monday, and then him saying, all right, we got to go to plan B. We got to find somebody, just like they did the last time.
He also said that Jerron Mayo would never play outside the tackle, and then we saw him on the line.
First play.
Yeah.
Coming off the
edge. But I understand what Bill's saying about that. You know,
yeah.
I understand what he's saying about this, too. Yeah. He's coaching his team.
Right.
It's not, it's not about letting us know exactly what he's going to do.
Well,
he's doing his job.
Finally.
It's not finally.
I've
always
been saying
that
for years.
How many times have I told you I agree with what he does about injuries?
Yeah. Well,
the only one who takes it personal is Eric, who gets pissy.
Right.
He gets snotty.
And if let's rewind to the first preseason game when they spent the whole summer of training camp in a 4-3 attacking upfield, and it appeared briefly that the first play against Jacksonville, they were in a 3-4, and he goes, "He's so stubborn."
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Right.
Like, it was a personal affront to him.
Can you imagine, my little...
Like, he knows more than Bill.
My little soundbite of, well, what are you looking for, Andy? And I go, I don't know. Can you imagine if that had taken place with Eric? He would have cried. He would have, been personally offended and really been angry. And I just go, I don't know.
Well, Eric is very sensitive. And
He's a sensitive artist.
He has a certain image that he needs to uphold. So
he might want to change it. Rather than uphold it.
Yeah, well, that's true. What are you eating? Peanut butter and jelly?
I did. Now I'm on to some chocolate-covered raisins.
I thought you didn't like chocolate.
He doesn't listen to a word you say.
Mocklet. Nothing has the chocolate taste in it.
This is actual chocolate. Chocolate-covered raisins. Thank you.
Doesn't taste like chocolate, though.
No, this does, because it's chocolate.
As opposed to chocolate ice cream,
which doesn't taste like chocolate.
All right, enough of that. We're not going to.
You started it.
We're not going to get into a big chocolate.
Brady, predictably, effusive in his praise for the Dolphins, specifically Vontae Davis.
Yeah,
have some questions about him.
Cornerback.
Interesting that they have. Oh, good, Fred.
Cornerback.
Good.
Who Andy and Paul loved and wanted to be a Patriot, and is now one of the best corners.
No one brings those up.
Right.
No one brings the ones that hit. No one brings
Terrell Thomas, another one that Andy loved. I don't know if Paul did, but I loved him. Now one of the best corners. Well, was one of the best corners in the NFL until he tore his
died.
ACL.
He talked about Davis being a real ball hawk and how big Smith is and different to deal with. As he was answering the question, it kind of jumped to my mind. It's like the Jets dynamic with Revis and Cromartie. I don't think Davis is at Revis's level, and that's not my point, but just, this good, solid, all-around corner and then the big athlete on the other side.
Right.
Like Cromartie.
Right.
But anyway, he talked about them a little bit. He was asked some questions about the window, the so-called window closing, and whether or not does he think at all about those terms,
right.
For lack of a better term, his football mortality.
Right.
He was interesting in dealing with some of that. He says what you realize as you get older is just how hard it is to win games. And that's the goal every year. Our goal is to be a winning football team every year. But you realize as you get a little bit further along how difficult that is to be consistent and maintain a level. And then, sort of a follow-up to that, he was asked if he felt the way that these seasons have ended the last 2 years, does he feel like that he and the team have something to prove in the playoffs? And I thought it was interesting. He goes, only one team feels good about itself.
Right.
Only one. I think the way he put it, only one team has a good season, and it's been a long time since we've been that team.
Right.
So, And
which, by the way, is what Paul and Andy said yesterday when you made fun of us for saying, you know, it'd be nice if they won a postseason game. And you said, well, if you work for the Jets, we'd be saying, be nice if they went past the AFC title game. Brady is saying that's how you look at it.
No, and
unless you win the last game,
I think that was
it. I know that's, and that's how all most of the
players
look at
it. That's how great people look at it. But we're great reporters. He's a great quarterback.
But you asked how we would look if we, how we would look at it if we worked for the Jets Confidential. And if I worked for Jets Confidential, I'd be saying it's great that we've gone to the AFC title game. You might want to do something in February.
Okay.
Because that's what you're looking for. Ultimately, is the prize. Which I thought, did you hear Rex say that? I watched a rerun of the top players, the NFL top 100, whatever. They had like the top 10 were on last night. Revis, I think, was 8. And in dealing with that, when he got here, they showed a clip of his press conference, his introductory press conference, before he had ever coached Revis at all. He said, from watching tape and watching these guys, you know, we have this, we have that, we have this. We have what I think is the best, potentially the best cornerback in football. And then they went to him live and he said, you know I make a lot of predictions and they haven't all come true yet, but yeah, I was right about that one, you know. So it's kind of funny that he made fun of himself for his
right.
Super Bowl predictions every year.
Yeah. He's a comedian.
He is.
You know.
Now, if he was a better coach, I think he's a good coach, but he's not a great coach. And if he was a little bit better at that aspect, you know, I just think the attention to detail that you see with Bill, and we'll see it a little bit more. We have some copies getting sent to us of the documentary that we've been talking about.
Oh, great.
So we're going
to
look
life.
At that. Yeah, the football yeah. life with Bill on NFL Network by NFL Films. I think the attention to detail is what separates him from everybody else.
Well, he's...
Or the quarterback.
He's effing smart. He's really, really smart. I mean, he probably has a really, really high IQ. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it was football or economics or being the CEO of Staples, he'd probably be very, very successful. He's just a smart, smart guy. And look, football is not rocket science. You know, you don't have to be a genius to be a football coach. But if it helps if you are, you know. And a lot of these guys, you know, assistants included throughout the league, these guys aren't brilliant guys. They grow up with football, and they know the game of football inside and out. But they're not, you know, some of the brightest people on earth.
I agree with that. He's a cerebral football coach. Marv Levy was like that.
Yep.
He was more of a cerebral guy.
But I don't think Marv Levy had the...
coach of the Patriots.
The ferociousness. You know, the... you know, I don't know how to describe it, but Bill was just, you know, more intense about it. You know, where I think Marv would probably, you know, pack up the bag around 8 o'clock at night. Bill's there till... You know, if he thinks there was one other thing he could do, he'd be there.
It's like we talk about players, and there's a reason Michael Jordan was the greatest, because he had the skill. He was as competitive as anybody
right.
on the planet. They all come together in that one thing that they work hard. It's that whole, you know, Bill has that. He has the intelligence. He has the drive. He has that win at all cost competitive nature, and that's what creates
right.
the truly elite of anything.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's such an easy comparison when you, Michael Jordan, and that's what Larry Bird was like. That's what Magic was like. That's why those guys are who they are. And that's why there are other great, great players that aren't that. LeBron James, in my opinion, will never be Michael Jordan, despite the fact that he's more physically gifted.
Right.
Because he doesn't, you know, 8-9 years into his career now, he still can't, post a guy up, even though he's,
right,
dwarfing guys that are covering him. He doesn't work on his game.
Yeah.
He works on being LeBron James. Kobe has it. Kobe has that desire to
right.
kill you every time he's
right.
on the court. Even though I hate Kobe, you have to respect his work ethic and his ability. It's easier in basketball because it's such an individual sport. You can identify that stuff and see, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, one of Andy and I's favorite, you know, athletes ever for the whole package, the entertainment. How much better could he have been if he wasn't quote unquote Shaq?
Right.
And, you know, learned how to make a free throw.
Yeah. And maybe
do you think over
trained
the,
a little harder.
Do you think over the span of 20 yeah. years he might have been able to be, you know, a 70% free throw
yeah.
shooter if he worked at it?
Absolutely. You know?
Some guys just don't have it.
Nope.
They don't have that, whatever that inner thing, that inner competitiveness
right.
that Jordan has.
And then other guys have that competitiveness and that
just,
work yeah, ethic.
They just ain't got the skills.
Yeah. You tell them, you know,
right.
roll that rock to over here. And they roll it the wrong way. Well, they work just as hard, but they didn't do what you told them to
but
do.
But even some of them roll it the right way, they just don't
Can't
have the
do
ability to roll it as far and as fast.
Right.
Teddy
right.
Bruschi.
Yeah.
Paul
I don't
Perillo.
Think had the physical.
I go with, you know, a guy who was a great player but not the super best.
But there's
a lot of guys. My point being is. Listen about me. It's about me.
I'm saying we could all have the desire, but it's such a waste when you see the desire get wasted with the talent.
Right.
You know, not a lot of guys have the talent. Yeah, it's great to see guys that get the most out of what they have, but unfortunately,
you end up on Paul's team if you do that.
Most people don't have the ability to get enough out of that.
He might tell me to shut the F up tonight.
What, the Jeff Fry team? I have no problem with the Jeff Fry team. I think you think you're making fun of me with that. I have no problem with that. I know that the blue-collar New England fan embraces that guy. I don't. I'm not saying that you don't need them on your team.
No, he has no room for maximizing your ability.
I'm not saying you don't need guys like that on your team. I don't love them because they've overcome everything like everybody claims they have. I think they're a dime a dozen. I think there's a million guys that wouldn't be in the league if they weren't scrappy overachievers. For some reason, we love them here. They take on cult status here like nowhere
else.
They're
the everyman.
Well, I think everywhere they do.
I don't.
You don't think so?
I think everywhere else.
Like Wayne Krabet in the Jets?
I think Wayne Krabet was a guy that was like that. Yeah. I don't think that they have. I don't think there's a Wayne Krabet team in New York like there is here.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wasn't there a team for a while? Like the lunch pail team or the.
That who did?
Well, that's like guys like Logan Mankins would be on that. I mean, that's not necessarily overachieving, scrappy guys.
I thought there was a team on like
the
USA
All Joes
Today or yeah.
Oh, the All Joes. Yeah, I remember that.
But I think that's just like, I don't think that's necessarily. I mean, it probably includes guys like Danny Woodhead and whatnot. I don't really understand why you think we can't hear that.
Because I turned my mic off.
Well, we could still hear it.
Sorry,
but it gets picked up on our mics. Anyway. Yeah. What else you got over there?
All right. No, I just thought I'd throw those topics out.
So it was a busy day. We had, even though there wasn't a lot of activity in the locker room because evidently for the first half hour, no one came in.
Only Zoltan Mesko, so I could do my one-on-one.
And no one else. And then Brady did his at the podium.
And all the media rushed.
Then the Gronk brothers came in and talked.
Well, I never saw the second
talk. Oh, the second one never came in?
He never came back out of the trainer's room.
Do you think he's going to contribute, or is he just a special teamer? Or I mean, do you think he'll actually be out there for downs?
Yeah, probably.
Tying it to Monday
night. I mean, is he better than Yateman?
I have no idea.
You know?
I don't know.
I mean, he's been in the NFL, so he's got a little bit of a step up there.
Yeah.
He's been in the system, as Bill said, with Josh. So he's got a little step up there.
Tying it into Monday night. They now have a handful of players that might be dressed Monday night that haven't really had.
Right.
I mean, you have Anquan Moldon, you have AJ Eads, you have Dan Gronkowski, Brian Waters, guys that have been here for less than a week that potentially could be playing reasonable roles. I mean, Waters may start.
Yep.
Is that a concern?
I think it is. And, you know, I was thinking about that just before the show. If they weren't playing Miami and they were playing somebody like the Jets or San Diego, I might be like, you know, I might be picking against them this week.
Oh, well, let's not get mentally irregular.
Well, if it was the Jets or
you wouldn't be picking
on the road or something, you know.
It is on the road.
No, this week I'm talking about idiot.
They are on the road this week.
No, that was but they're
point.
Not playing the
idiot.
Jets.
You would have never picked against him because you don't pick against him.
No, I was absolutely.
And that's admirable. I you know.
And that's, but it's also not true.
Embrace
I
your
have.
Role as the homer.
So most of the time
you
don't.
You haven't picked against him since like 06.
Look, I was 14-2 last year.
I know.
All right.
You were 16-0 in 07.
That's a pretty good record.
You were outstanding in 07. You were 16-0. Unfortunately, you were 10-6 in 09.
I think I wasn't. I think I did pick against them in 07 for a game.
I think you did too.
Yeah.
You didn't believe the hype.
You know, so
15-1, tough schedule.
What was I saying?
Tough schedule.
I don't know.
I was asking about there's guys that have been here for less than a week that are dealing with two or three practices.
Honestly, will be active because you have guys that are hurt.
I think all four of those guys are going to be active.
I was honestly thinking before the show, geez, it's a good thing they're playing Miami this week. Now watch, they'll lose, but I was thinking that.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that's a close game.
That they on their schedule that they could be playing week one. I'm glad it's Miami because of the transition that they're going through. Now, I think a lot of teams are doing the same trend because I think that free agency was so condensed this year.
That might be part of this.
But we've had this a lot.
We always make moves. But not
the roster's never
set. This is more than normal?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're working on five or six transactions.
And the level
since
might be a little
Saturday.
More like yes. Waters,
yeah,
a starting
a little bit more significant.
Guard.
You know, we're not talking about special teamers here. You
well,
know?
Some of them we are, but
yeah, but there's a mix of
yeah.
Like
I'm not
Paul
concerned
said,
at all.
Potential starters in Brian Waters and
yeah, I'm not.
He's
concerned.
Probably the only one, but yeah, just something to add in. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. This could be a close game. I think the Patriots will win because I think Henny will self-destruct, but. I even look at the game last year down there, the Monday night game, 41-14, and you forget
that was all
how you got
teams,
to four,
right.
how you got there. The Patriots were losing
turnovers,
at the half.
Yeah.
They were losing 7-6 at the half.
Right.
They have gotten bogged down occasionally offensively in Miami.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Miami's defense is great, but for whatever reason, down there, that defense has bothered the Patriots periodically. Now, it seems like they either get 40 or 17. I mean, this
right.
doesn't seem to be any 24 to 10 wins down there.
So our cover could be wake up call.
Miami
Fred
misery.
Fred has no idea what I'm talking about.
I think you're talking about Cameron Wake.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're worried they're going to lose. So if they lose, I guarantee
do
you,
not think
you Wake will have a
do
decent
game. Do you think
game.
Blowout? Like almost definitively blowout?
Not blowout, but comfortable victory.
Yeah,
early nod game?
I think it's going to be an early nod game, yes. I think they're going to win 31-17, somewhere around that that line. But
I thought that was Thursday we're supposed to say.
But I don't rule out the fact that Miami could, Henny could play one of those games. And he has had good games against the Patriots in the past. They haven't all been terrible. If he doesn't throw it to us, then I think that they might move the ball a little bit. And I don't rule out the fact that they could do that and Best could do, his thing against the Patriots. And all of a sudden, you're in a close game in the third quarter.
And I think the thing that we need to really focus on, whether it's today or tomorrow, is that offensive line for Miami. You know, they're not that good.
And they've struggled in the preseason.
You know, and that, you know, when you add in the Haynesworths and all, everything that they've added to the front for the Patriots – Henny should be worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to have a lot of time.
I actually think I think it goes the other way in the matchup, and I think the interesting is you have two knowns, in my opinion. The defense for Miami is kind of known, and the offense for the Patriots is kind of known. I mean, very much known. I actually read a story from down there that I think Strippers sent me the link to, but even Sperano talking about the unknown of their offense, the new players, the new running backs, Brian Daboll, the scheme, what they're going to be. And he's talked about that they've done some interesting things in practice already, and they expect to do more. And they think that's one of their advantages on offense is the total unknown. And the writer kind of extrapolated from that. You know, this is the team that unveiled the Wildcat on the Patriots and gave them and the rest of the league so much trouble for a while. And maybe that's how they think they're going to win on offense this year, is they're going to need to do some creative things.
And did not.
To do it.
Cleveland do some creative
yes,
things?
Yes, they did with Dable last year. And I think they know what Chad Henne is. Clearly, they tried to replace him, and they know they're not just going to line up and play football with that offensive line and that quarterback and win games.
Now, one area that they might, that advantage for Dable might lessen is that he knew the Patriots defense very well.
Right.
Well, this is a little bit of a different Patriots defense, so maybe that's a wash now.
Right. Yeah, but that's what I think is interesting. The unknown Patriots defense versus the unknown Dolphins offense, and which, now, my theory is that the Patriots defense is more talented, known or unknown, with the guys that they now have out there, they're more talented than the Dolphins offense, because I think offensively, Dolphins have a lot of weapons, but if you don't have a line and you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter who the running back, wide receivers, tight ends are, you're not going to have the chance to use them.
Any chance that Reggie Bush hurts the Patriots and is a game changer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a guy that can do so many things. I mean, he's never lived up to what he was supposed to be.
He's a game-changing type player, though.
Passes out of the backfield and turn into an 80-yard play. In the return game, he can be a game-changer. And he can break off a play where he can do the run left, stopped, run right, and make your defense look silly. If this aggressive defense over-pursues and gets out of position, and they're only about killing the running back, the guy in the – and he cuts one back, yeah, he could make big plays, no question.
How good is Fasano?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty good tight end. Solid, not great, but good.
So.
And I think he could challenge the middle of the field.
Because I think between him and Bush, that's their only hope.
See, I think Bess and Fasano is a good challenge for the middle of your pass defense.
What about What about Brandon Marshall?
No, no, no. See, here's why I'm not focusing on the receivers, who both have hurt the Patriots in the past. It's because of the lack of time that Henny will have this time that he has had in the past.
See, I go.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried.
Marshall's going to get taken away. I think Bill's going to say Marshall's not going to beat us. We have McCourty on the outside or whatever they have to do, but. I don't know who they have to match up with best, and we know the middle of the defense is a question mark.
Yeah, I think their receivers can be dangerous, and I think I'd be less comfortable knowing that he's not going to have time than I would saying they can't run the ball and they're not going to be able to be balanced. Because I need to see it first. I'm not going to just say that all of a sudden the Patriots are going to put up 75 sacks this season. When they had 35 last year. If that makes me a pessimist, I want to see this pressure that's going to be insurmountable, for a couple of months before I say, okay, this is a different defense.
Okay.
Especially if they have to blitz the way they did like crazy in that Tampa Bay game to do it. Because I think you saw even at times that game when the blitz didn't get there and, at the time Merriweather forgot to cover the guy. Remember that play that...
Well, that won't happen this time.
Yeah, but no, instead, someone who's never been on the field before is going to be asked to do... You know what I'm saying?
Well,
can they get pressure?
Is he addition by subtraction? Is he that bad?
Someone said that today. Who said that today?
I don't know.
Someone on the radio said they might be better off, today.
I may have heard it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Then they would have been with him.
I think it was a debate that Pete was having on his show.
With himself?
An email. Oh. No, with an emailer.
Brooklyn
Matt says, Fred, earlier you said Marv Levy didn't have the ferociousness of other coaches. The word is ferocity. It's much better than Andy calling corruption corruptiveness. Kevin, administer a hearty interstate by proxy flip-off, please.
Whoa, when did I call it corruptiveness?
You must have if Brooklyn Matt says you did.
Well, he might have been at one of his gay orgies and misheard.
Oh, see now.
See, now I thought it was going to be an intelligent email wondering how Fred knew what kind of ferocity Marv Levy possessed in leading his team to four consecutive Super Bowls. That, to me, would be a fair question. I have no idea if Marv Levy was...
Oh, you just know from his demeanor.
But I don't know if he was a taskmaster in terms of how late he stayed. You make these blanket assumptions that Belichick's the only guy who stays.
According to Fred Smirlis, he wasn't.
Yeah, and why? Why does Fred Smirlis think he's not?
I don't know.
Tell why Fred Smirlis doesn't like Marv Levy.
Because
it's
him?
A huge part of the story.
Because he cut him?
Exactly. And Fred says that, Fred Smirlis says that openly. He cut me. You know what he's doing. Fred is very open about the fact he doesn't like Marv Levy because he cut him.
I like Marv Levy.
Are you going to read his new book?
No.
That sounds like it's maybe loosely based on the New England Patriots.
Really?
The novel? Oh, you didn't know about that?
No.
There's a novel about a Super Bowl and... The coach cheats, and there's a video scandal or something. I don't know the details, but it's total fiction. That sounds like it's very much based in some NFL reality of recent years that may involve the New England Patriots. And like even some of what did I say the quarterback instead of being Jim Kelly, it was Kelly James or something.
And if you think back, he's not talking about Spygate now.
Right.
He's thinking back to the first Super Bowl.
Right.
And who we went against.
Right.
And how this team somehow did what no one else had been able to do to them all year.
I'll get even. I'll write a novel.
All right. Well, pizza's here from Papagino's, but I think it's from yesterday. I'm not sure. It's a little bit stiff.
No, it's from...
It is.
It's from Papagino's.
It's all big and stiff.
All right. Kevin, let's take the 12:39 break. We'll be right back. Lots of emails, and we'll get to them right after this.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the paths are driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
That's the sixth one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 89155 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Who will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revise.
Cool.
You have to fly into China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
Oh, I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face." Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
PFW in progress. 508-298-0398. Or web radio at patriots.com.
All right. As you just heard, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline, coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. And I do say studios. Yesterday we had three radio shows going on simultaneously, plus a TV show from these
broadcasts. You're naked, my point.
Did you just let one go, Andy? You're unbelievable. You are just unbelievable.
He claims his don't stink.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I do not. I tell you when they do and when they don't.
Well, you didn't tell me that time.
This one is low tide.
Low tide?
That's what low tide smells like. You never driven by the marshes at low tide? When the mud is out?
You have no respect.
Well, Pavel Dimitri was on that Russian plane, huh?
With no ventilation.
Did you hear about that Russian plane that went down with a pro hockey team? Pavel Dimitri was on that. Dead.
Yeah, he just got this from strippers. Plane carrying KHL's Lokomotiv Yaroslav crashes in Russia, leaving just one survivor.
Oh.
Former NHL players among dead. Former NHLers that were on the roster included Ruslan Sali, Pavlov Dimitra, Karol Rochnek, and head coach Brad McCrimmon.
Oh, former Bruin.
So that's
Brad McCrimmon came in with Ray Bourque.
That's bad news.
Because he came in 1979.
I always, you know, in the back of my mind, I know I shouldn't, but when we travel with the team, I always...
Popped into my head every single week.
It pops in, you know, like...
More so this week?
No. Okay. But, you know, actually the odds are good this week because now one went down.
I was more talking about traveling on the 9/11 anniversary. The
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, I didn't really want to put it in your head, but since you came out with this cockamamie idea.
No, our security's good. We don't have to worry about terrorists. Although, now that with the two Gronkowskis, they could jump around the plane and cause a nosedive. Like the Seinfeld episode. Remember that with Kramer trying to clear out his ear?
No.
The last episode of Seinfeld? No?
No.
Okay.
Got a lot of emails, right?
Speaking of that, Nate says, is Dan like his brother Rob talent-wise, and do you guys think Dan will be good for the Patriots?
Who knows? He doesn't have the
he
same talent.
He can't be that talented.
No, I mean, Gronkowski was the best tight end in that draft. This is a guy that's a guy. We'll see.
We shall see.
I've never seen him play firsthand, so I can't really comment on that. I do think it's interesting that they've never played together. I didn't know that. I know the separation. They've never practiced together, never been on the same team together, against each other, anything. Pretty cool to have that happen first time ever in the NFL. You'd think that would have happened at somewhere along the line.
Let's see. Gene in Daytona says, what do you think about Bill getting Gronkowski? We just talked about that.
Do you have any fears that it will adversely affect Rob Gronkowski, a key part of this offense?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I know you joke about it, the Gronk Nation and the headbutton and the noogies, but is there a chance it's a distraction? It's not a good thing. It's that they're screwing around. It's laugh time. It's, you know, Bill even said hopefully it's about football.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that I know he's a fun-loving guy and kind of goofy, but I hope he's smart enough to know that it's football first from July until January. You know, hopefully
I think so.
February.
I think it's a slim chance that it actually hurts Rob Gronkowski's production, but I think you got to have a little bit of it in the back of your mind.
Sure. Let's see. Do you know Lombardi did okay with Ron and Jerry Kramer? How do you think they'll work out with the Pats? Well, I don't know. I didn't know enough about Jerry Kramer, but I don't think he was on YouTube. You know, so.
Tweeting.
It's a little different today. By the way, I heard that guy Bill from California
It's not the fact that they're brothers. It's the
Their personalities. Right.
Right.
I mean, they're very outgoing, kind of wild, fun-loving kids.
Right.
And I don't necessarily say that in a negative way, but you wonder, with two of them here, are they more easily distracted?
Right.
I think it's a fair question.
I would compare it to like when kids have a sleepover and their friends over and it just goes on, and, you know, bedtime, instead of being 7, goes on to 9 and 10 and the lights are out and they're just giggling and talking.
Well, I remember
they're being fresh. They're just excited.
My friend's mother told my friend that he could be a daytime friend of me, but not a nighttime friend of me because we'd get into too much trouble.
That sounds different.
By the way, I heard that guy Bill from California was harassing the Playbook and Pete Shepard Show after you guys. I did a little investigating into him and found out those emails were really originating in Jacksonville, and his name is Vito. Kevin, can't you put a block on him or maybe get him as a guest? Fred, thanks again for the extra Pete Shepard shows. You are truly a fan of the people. Okay, now that we've got the extra Pete Shepard shows, now is the time for a breakout year for AK-47, how about... No. And keep up the great work, and vanilla is a lot better than chocolate,
I agree.
Says Gene.
We just got slapped down, Andy.
We did or you did?
Me, mostly.
Because the A in that AK-47 show, much larger than the K.
Let's see. Rick writes in from the Netherlands, liking the show... is that Kevin I hear? Well, the cuts worry me a little because they ain't the best players that we cut, but they're always better than a guy from free agency. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we talked about that a little earlier with Brandon Merriweather. Some people think it's, you know, addition by subtraction. Brian Waters, for example, well, he wasn't necessarily because of a cut, but, you know, guys that you bring in can possibly be better than the guys you cut.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Or better fits anyway.
Yeah.
In terms of need and value and all that. You know, the questions right now, I think you were talking about it when I came in, Paul, is the linebacker questions.
Yeah.
Like Tarpinian,
What is he? Why is he here? And I thought it was interesting that Bill answered, because they now have Eads and Tarpeian.
It's a good question you asked,
that
too.
There is some carryover from the front seven fundamentals taught at Iowa and the front seven fundamentals in this scheme.
Andy asked Bill about that.
It's a good
because,
question, huh?
You know, Kirk Ferentz is...
Kirk.
He's a disciple of Bill, obviously. How much... It's been a while since they've been together. How much, if any, carryover is there? And Andy asked specifically about their fundamentals, their scheme, maybe some terminology. And Bill acknowledged front seven probably has a lot of similar traits and a little and responsibilities, probably not so much carryover in terms of terminology. But I think that might be a factor. I have to think that, and I was talking to...
And they're a 4-3, by the way. So the fundamentals are the same.
So what he's telling you there is
4-3.
What do you think he's telling you when he's saying the fundamentals are the same, they play a 4-3? Probably was a two-gap
some
style. Right?
Permutation of that. But I'm also wondering if we've seen these additions now, a fundamentally similar scheme that's run out of the base 4-3. So now it's, you know, he's going more towards what Iowa has been almost, because the same fundamentals, but Bill has been using it mainly a 3-4 front. Maybe there's even more similarities now, and guys like Eads and Tarpeian, who've played there the last two or three years in that 4-3 front, maybe they're better fits.
And I talked to someone today a little bit about Tarpeian, and because we're all sort of scratching our heads on this one.
Except for Greg Bedard, who somehow fell in love with him like the first day at camp and said he's going to make a team.
Not because
he knows
he's done anything wrong. But we're wondering what he had time to do right to earn this roster spot. Someone who, I guess, had talked to somebody in the Patriots organization.
Someone who had talked to somebody.
I want to stress that it's secondhand information is what I'm trying to stress here. And they said that they really liked him in some of the 9-on-7 stuff that he did as a run guy, a run-first guy. And they thought they saw a little brusky in him.
Okay. Which is ridiculous.
Well, speaking of that,
downright ridiculous.
Speaking of that, Walter in Cambridge says people keep asking about Tarpeian and why he's on the team. It's simple. Bill likes him and does not want him to be subject to the waiver wire, so after week one, he can put him on IR guaranteeing he stays in the program.
He could put him on IR right now guaranteeing he stays in the program.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no waiver process there.
That was in training camp when you're trying to the roster.
On Saturday, they could have put him on IR and not exposed him to the waiver process. Rich Ornberger wasn't exposed to the waiver process.
I think it's a case, the first sentence of that email is right.
Bill likes him.
I don't know why.
I don't know what. I almost asked about him today, too, but I didn't even know what to ask.
Why do you like Tarpeian?
Other than that, I didn't have anything else to say, and I didn't want to get that throw-up look.
What do you see in Tarpeian? You know, I think he'd answer that.
Not as much as he answered mine with a direct yes. I thought I had a solid day today at the press conference.
A lot of short, compact answers.
Yes. Which I tend to think is a better answer from him. When he starts talking about the three examples of pass covering safeties from the 60s, he's just talking. He's just filling dead air.
Someone did.
It was
ask-
funny that we had that question yesterday on our show, Freddie, about the free and the strong safety.
Yep.
And then it just went on forever, evidently.
Well, I think people listen to our show and
then ask Belichick.
Follow the lead. In other words, the conversation starts here.
Obviously. We're always ahead of the curve.
To steal
the curve
New York Times slogan.
No, I don't want to steal that. The curve starts here.
The curve?
Yeah, because we're always ahead of the curve.
Oh.
John, you don't have to like it. It's not as good as wake up call.
John in South Carolina says, "Hey guys, and Eric,
is he going to be by later?
I don't know if he's ever going to come back."
He's dressed all in black today.
If he heard about what happened with John Rook yesterday, I don't think...
Can you imagine if he was in here for that? John was upset.
Yeah.
And I understand.
John was very upset.
And I understand because...
He should have been.
He was trying to start his show.
Just a slap in his face.
No, I see. I disagree.
Slap in his face.
You just, you know, we're all...
You asked me to do a show, and now you want me to get out of my show.
No.
You want me to do a show, or you not want me to do a show?
We didn't ask him to get out of his show.
You did.
No, we didn't. We asked him to change microphones.
Where he didn't have access to email.
He did have access to email.
He did.
He did.
It was a slap in the face. You want him to do a show, and
I
don't want him to do a show.
I'm a team guy. Freddie, I'm a team guy, as you know. My loyalty speaks for itself.
It was inconvenient.
Who's as sensitive as anyone? If that had been Paul,
you would have had a hissy. It all depends on who asked me to do it. If Fred asked me to do it, I would not have been pissy. If someone who didn't have the right to ask me to do it to do it, then I would have gotten pissy.
Rule 17B.
Am I wrong?
Higher ups can ask me to do it.
You wouldn't do things more readily for someone who you feel like you've worked with.
People that you just don't like to help out.
If someone stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. you know, say the person who told us we couldn't do something yesterday, for example, that wouldn't make you a little bit more upset than if Fred asked you to do something?
Well, he's my boss. It's a little different.
But you know,
no, the other guy's not.
The good of the organization.
Sure.
Team player.
John and Seth,
you should learn a little something.
Are you
about
surprised
that.
About
you,
the release?
You preach it, but you don't live it. That's your problem.
Perilo.
He's a team player. It's just team
no,
heart.
No, he preaches it. He preaches it, but that's all he's about.
Would you do shut up and read an email?
Do you know one night I was on Comcast about a month and a half ago, and I tweeted out like 5 minutes before, going to be getting ready to do Comcast with zany Tom Curran, right?
Right.
He tweets back from me saying, oh, you're that guy now? You know how many times he tweets his own appearances
you're
now?
Unbelievable.
I learned it from watching you.
From someone who... you know, had nothing good to say about social media. You've certainly
and my guy,
adopted it.
My guy, Strippers.
What do you have, like 1,400 followers now?
Those who don't.
That's what. There's
embrace.
Nothing wrong with that number. What's the matter with that?
No, it's a good number. I'm saying that.
I don't have that many.
For someone
Fred,
who.
Do you not want me to embrace new technology? Director of new technology?
I'm just saying, for someone who only had bad things to say about not only the iPhone, but what the iPhone
can
do.
Whoa. I don't believe I ever said anything bad about the iPhone.
You can't make any calls without the
Day one, I said it's all it's cracked up to be.
What kind of phone? You can't make any calls. Oh, why don't you just, you know, use it as a paperweight because you can't make any calls with it.
The iPhone on AT&T is useless. It's tits on a bull.
No, it is.
This iPhone on Verizon.
That's not good.
What?
I don't like that.
What?
You probably shouldn't be saying that.
What? Sorry.
Boobs. Boobs on a bull.
You're right. It's anatomically for animal. It's teats on a bull. Sorry. But I've never ripped this. I still think Twitter
He's
is
holding
stupid.
Up the iPhone.
I still think Twitter is stupid.
Twitter is stupid. Show me why it's going to make money. How it's going to make money. It doesn't. Thank you. Move on.
It may not make enough money. You're right.
How does it make any money?
I think it's whether or not it's good as a business, I think it's pretty cool, Twitter. You know, just ask the people in Iraq that were tweeting out when they couldn't get the info out, and that was became first-hand information because of Twitter. I think that's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, that will go down in history as, you know,
clearly,
a momentous happening.
Oh, I agree.
You know, and it couldn't
Twitter
have happened.
Has been at the forefront of a number of things.
Yes,
it's in Egypt in the raid on Bin Laden's compound. It was involved. The guy next door tweeting. Helicopters over town tonight.
I mean,
that's rare.
Whether it's Twitter or blogging, it's given the average Joe a voice that he didn't have before.
Should he have had it?
Maybe not. In most cases, maybe not.
But along those lines, did you see the... I know everybody's questioning the Postal Service. They're like $5 billion in debt, and they can't make their payment. They
might go away.
Could Right. How does that happen? I mean, I know most of us say, I do my bills online. I do this. Well, what about magazines? What about catalog? I mean, there's a certain aspect of our life that happens through the mail.
Yeah,
including Patriots Football Weekly.
I guess the answer is
mail.
In order to break even or make money, the postage would have to be so much that people would never use it. But that's they might be going out of business.
Good time to have an iPad app.
You know, it's tough. All the trucks with the increased gas and all that stuff. So,
no, but I'm just talking. You think your Sports Illustrated comes and you read your Sports Illustrated. Your Time comes and you read your Time. I know a lot of people. I mean, most people complain, and there is too much junk mail. But there are still things that are part of your daily life that come in the mail.
And that's I know true. That what they're probably thinking. Those companies are. You know, we can go completely online and have
but
a subscription.
You? Like, yeah, can LL Bean? You're going to tell me L.L. Bean doesn't have some portion of their business that they will lose because their catalogs do not arrive at the doorstep.
Oh, I think they will because
the person
people
doesn't
like me.
See the picture. Right.
I think people like – I think you could put your entire catalog online and
but
and
I'll
offer
never
it
see
to
it.
People. People like me will be so stubborn and they won't –
But I don't even think it's stubborn.
It's
see
also
it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, right. I won't necessarily go search for L.L. Bean at Christmas time, but when the catalog arrives and I see something on the cover that I was thinking of getting my wife – I may just go, that's what I wanted to get, and just call an order.
But I'm even talking about something that just because it's out of sight, it wouldn't be out of mind. I've been a Sports Illustrated subscriber since as long as I can remember. I will not read a whole magazine online.
Ixnay on the online.
No. This is all different than a newspaper. I read newspapers online all the time.
Okay. And you would do it on an iPad app if
Absolutely.
It were to come out in like a week.
No, and that's
Speaking
not.
That.
I'm not just being a company man here. I mean, I think a newspaper and a magazine are two totally different things. If I don't have that
Yeah, but some people call our newspaper a magazine.
Well, they shouldn't. It's the official newspaper of the New England Patriots. You know, it says it right on the front.
Pro Football Weekly
Well,
magazine.
There's other people that call it a newsletter, which really...
really bothers me.
Kind of ticks me off, but I'll never admit it in public.
As you say, and that really bothers me.
In public. We're not on a radio show right now, so that's not
It's
public.
Only 110,000 people downloading this podcast as we speak.
Okay. All right. It's 1 o'clock. Let's take a quick break. And I think we can take a break. I don't know what Kevin's doing. Is he talking or what's he doing?
He looked like he was making a weird facial gesture.
I'd like to take a break.
Take a break.
To take a break. And when we come back, speaking of iPads, I'll tell you about the new iPad app that's coming out for the Patriots.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the path we're driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
That's the sixth one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 8915 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this way already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revise.
Cool.
You have to fly to China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face." Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donut stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
the classic one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
We all know Paul Perillo isn't afraid of a microphone or a camera.
Good Lord, I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
During the season, Paul can be seen on programs like PFW TV, Patriots All Access, Patriots Today, and Mohegan Sun Sports Tonight. He can also be heard daily on Patriots.com during PFW In Progress, or on 98.5 The Sports Hub during, well, any show that will take him.
I need more airtime. Make that clear.
And we thought Andy had a big head.
Maybe it'll be Patriots Today's Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, our version.
As long as Paul Perillo is involved in that version, I'm all for it.
Now, back to Paul Perillo and those other guys.
All right, back here at PFW Progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline here at the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios and web radio at patriots.com.
Really?
Email address.
That's better than the way I read it.
No, he's not better than you.
Couple things. Little.
You have more practice, though.
Little corrections by our listeners. Pete in Hampshire, England says, stick to football about the post office. They have crushing pension costs and slumping revenues. See the recent story in Big Head's favorite paper, The New York Times.
We didn't say anything that we're disputing it.
I'm disputing that. I think too many people flippantly say, who needs the
mail?
Who
needs it? That's what we were saying. You do need it.
I still think it's a part of this American economy. Well, I mean, think about all the magazines and newspapers, Victoria's Secret, L.L. Bean. A lot of these businesses are directly tied into snail mail.
True.
And I don't know that we're just ready to just say, oh, it's all junk mail. Get rid of it.
They're going to have to revamp it. They're going to have to become more like FedEx, where they control their prices, and it's more, you know, a service to businesses rather than a service to people. And, you know, they're going to have to really up their prices for companies that use, you know, all that second-class, third-class stuff you get.
Patriots
the price has
weekly.
To go way up on that, you know?
You said you pay all your bills online, right?
I do.
Do you go paperless in terms of your bills, too?
No, I like getting...
I do, too. That'd be another thing that I wouldn't want.
Because I'd be afraid I'd miss one in my email
box. And I know that
box.
It's the same thing, because you go on... I mean, I don't know how you do it. I usually do it twice a month, because I have my early month bills.
Exactly.
And then my later month bills.
We get paid twice, so that's what I pay twice.
also a good point. And I know I would go on twice every month anyway, so I could look at my state... But to me, it's mental. I look... And I see that pile, and I know what time of month it is, and I know I have, I got these four or five that have to go before, say, the 10th of the month, and I got these four or five that have to go after that and whatnot. If I didn't get a bill in the mail, I think I would definitely fall into that trap.
That's what I mean. It would be a change in a lot of people's lives.
And let me ask you this, speaking of bill paying. You buy a car, you get a coupon book, you know, the bill book, statement, whatever. And then usually you either have more than one book, or when you get to the end of a book and it's not your last payment, it says you'll receive another book.
Right.
Did you ever not receive another book?
Well, lately I haven't had that, but I remember.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I continued to pay it because I know that.
Good, Paul.
I know my car's not. But I'm
so that guy doesn't show up in the parking lot.
But I'm going on like six or seven months now without because I paid online, so I don't need the stub to send with my payment. But I probably have to look into that, huh?
Probably should make a phone call.
At some point, I'm going to be paying when I don't have to.
Also, I'm corrected. I guess I said Iraq with the Twitter. It was Iran, obviously. I thought, I know that it was. I might have said Iraq.
I don't know what you said.
I said.
You did say Iraq.
I did. So it was Iran, obviously. The IPAC, I mentioned.
Good thing Eric wasn't here. We would have been chastised.
We were talking about, you know. Earlier, the transition of a lot of newspapers to tablets and whether or not people would read magazines and newspapers on a tablet or online. And
Paul would not.
We'll see, because we're about to come out with a PFW/Patriots.com iPad tablet, and also an Android tablet, by the way, for those with Android tablets. It'll be coming out in a few weeks. And first I'll read this email, Mark from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. On the air yesterday, you mentioned the forthcoming iPad app for PFW, this is a really great idea and has a lot of upside potential. I really think tablet devices like the iPad can provide great new outlet for professional content previously available only in paper form. I know you guys had a PDF option already, but this is a much cooler idea. One thing you didn't mention was the price. Has this been determined? Will the app be a single one-time purchase, or will there be a recurring subscription fee for PFW content? Will you be able to purchase individual issues? Well, here's what our app is going to be. the content will be a combination of everything that you can find in PFW, as well as everything that you can find in Patriots.com, including this radio show, live and on demand, Bill Belichick's press conferences, live and on demand, Patriots Today. So, in other words, all the audio, all the video, photo galleries, all the PFW articles, and all the content that gets posted to the PFW blog as well as Patriots.com. All that will be formatted in a magazine swipe style for the iPad. So if you're familiar with Flipbook, a lot of people who have iPads have Flipbook, or Zeit, which is one of my favorite iPad apps. It's laid out like a magazine. When you see an article that you're interested in, you tap it, and it expands to the complete article. And then to turn the page, you literally, with your finger, swipe the page so it turns. You see the page turning. So it's really cool. It's a very elegant way to lay it out, and I think people are going to really enjoy that. In terms of how it works, it is going to be a subscription app, and it'll be recurring. So the price per year will be $19.99 for the app. And then it automatically renews every year. If you're a PFW, current PFW subscriber, and you have an iPad app, you'll get it for free. So if you're already subscribing to PFW, when this gets launched, the first time you use the app, it'll ask you for your PFW sign-in that you use for PFW online. And from that point on, you're good as long as your subscription's up to, paid. So it'd be $19.99 a year.
When you're trying to sell something, don't go so in the middle. It makes it sound like you're trying to hide something.
No, I had a little thing in my throat. So it's $19.99 a year. Now, if it'll be a 1 week free trial, so you go to iTunes and download it for free for a week and try it out. You can also buy it for just 1 month if you want, for $3.99. So for $3.99, if you want it for a month, you can buy that. Obviously,
why would you? It's $48 a year when you can get it for $19.99.
Well, exactly. So it's a really good deal. It's very sophisticated in the back end, which makes it so simple on the front end. It's got,
you want to make $5 the hard way?
Bah! Sophisticated in the back end.
No, it is. So that's what makes easy to use on the front end.
Kim Kardashian.
And as well as it'll have all the back issues of PFW in PDF form.
All of them?
The ones that you subscribe to. So
me?
If you just started subscribing, anything that you've paid for, you'll have access to in PDF.
Even if it
form.
Was the first one, if you're an original subscriber?
No, we're going to start with this year.
No.
We're going to start with this year.
Because I think that would be kind of cool.
It would be, but we're not doing that. That's a lot of issues. But starting with 2011, all the issues will be on there that you can access in PDF form. So I've looked at the beta today. We're still tweaking a little bit, but it's going to be really, really cool. And it's really cool the way, like video audio, you can pop it up and it comes up in its own little window. And then you can close the window but keep the radio going, for example.
IO2 or whatever?
Yeah,
ISO2
keep using the app or other apps. It's really nice, really elegant. The photo gallery is really cool. Like, for example, after a game, we upload the photo gallery from the game. The photos come up full screen, and you just slide from one to another.
Nice.
That's really, really nice. There's another feature that we'll be adding to the app in a few weeks after it launches, which is a game center. So this is an app sort of within the app where you can open up this window while you're watching the game. It'll have Twitter feeds. It'll have all the real-time stats.
Curse words.
Drive chart, curse words, a Facebook chat feature. So it'll be for your friends, so it'll be really cool. And that won't launch with the right on day one, but that'll come like in 1.1 a few weeks afterwards.
1.1.
So very excited about it.
I'm actually very excited now, Fred, too. Now that I knew my rule. When you started talking about this, I don't know exactly when it was. My concern was I didn't know a lot of people that had iPads. I didn't know if they were going to become mainstream, if they were going to go the route of the smartphone and the cell phone. And, you know, in 2 years, my mom would have one. Now I know a bunch of people that have them. I have people that are, I know some people who are teachers. They're being given out to teachers.
Yeah.
I'm now feeling confident that I don't know what the market penetration will be, but there's going to be a large percentage of people
with
iPads.
My kid's former school is thinking of converting all textbooks onto iPads.
Mm-hmm.
What do they go for nowadays, iPads?
Anywhere from like 600 to 800, depending on what model you get and how much memory and whether it's Wi-Fi and cellular.
But that'll come down.
Oh, I think it will.
Yeah, not by Christmas.
Oh, no, not by this year.
But
yeah, I think the missus is looking for an iPad.
Yeah, well, go up to Tech Superpowers here at Patriot Place.
They do good work there. Yeah. You break a screen, it looks good when they get done with it.
So we're excited. I'm excited about that. I can't wait. I'm really chomping at the bit, and I'm really pushing the developers to, you know, get finished. And then there's an approval process for Apple that once you submit the app, they have to approve it. I think we're going to be fine there. I don't think we'll run into any problems. So it's going to be a couple weeks before this thing is available for download. Like I said, it's $19.99 a year. You get every issue of PFW while you're subscribing on it. All the Patriots.com stuff. 1 week free trial, so try it out. If you don't like it, you don't have to, you know.
And there's that secret Paul Perillo shower cam that's available in certain areas.
Yeah, that's the $27 version.
That's the 1.3 version. Yeah. Where he lathers up his hairy breasts.
So it's good stuff. And so, you know, a lot of you have
Seriously,
asked, you know, how do
what
I support?
What is wrong with him?
You know, other than buying
Why
you guys
do you put
lunch,
up with this?
You know, how do I support this show?
Buy the app.
The app is, you know, and look, if you're a current subscriber, you get it free. But I don't mind if next year you decide, hey, you know what? Why pay $46.95 when for $20 I can get the same stuff? Yeah, it's not a newspaper.
It's close.
But, you know, if you make that decision, I won't blame you one bit.
And for those of you that have, we're talking about the mail, delivery issues, and the preview gets there too late or the game review feel, you'll get it much quicker, obviously, because it's going to, as soon as the paper's done, it'll be whatever the process is, but you'll get it.
Right. So.
Sorry, guys.
Very exciting. So that's coming soon. All right. Let's get back to the phone calls and emails. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline, and webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And
a lot of emails.
Are you still at it over there?
That's why I said
sorry. Will you stop?
He's disgusting.
It really is.
I want to see this dolphin movie.
Yeah, the kids want to see it.
It looks like one of those where you feel good when you leave the movie.
Sappy.
Sorry. Not all of us want to see things blown up or tortured like you do.
Or on, you know, CGI.
Right. It's a cute little... That's a real dolphin, you know. That's the dolphin.
No, I'm just
without
saying...
Without a tail?
I was making
the dolphin
fun of
plays itself.
So it's a true story.
Yes. That's the real dolphin. Oh, now you're interested.
No, it's a true story. It's a dolphin without a tail.
A tailless dolphin. It's a good story. You don't like to just every once in a while watch a movie where you kind of feel good at the end?
No, he just wants things to blow up.
Right. I mean, I get that.
Action.
Sometimes I want to watch things blow up. Sometimes I want to laugh. Sometimes I just want to watch a good, heartwarming family film. Like, remember when they used to have, like, Sunday night Disney movie night or whatever?
Yeah.
And Michael Eisner would introduce it, and you just sat down at 7 o'clock and watched a movie that you felt good about. That's what this is. You don't just want to feel good sometimes?
Stephen Albany writes in.
What a miserable human being he is.
You know what? Miserable, strong, but you do tend to gravitate toward those movies. That's all you're interested in.
Stephen Albany says, I had the thought yesterday that while you're thinking about financial opportunities, you guys should set up a web broadcast so we could watch the show as well as listen.
I don't think that you would be as enthralled with that as you think you might be.
Well, maybe that can be added to the app.
It doesn't have to be major high-tech or anything.
Smell-o-vision.
You could charge for this. I would spend $10 to $15 a season per show. Set something
per show.
Yeah,
get on it, Kevin.
Get that set up.
Set something up with Rook and Shepard, and you got $30 a season. You could even knock it down to like $5 for the entire off season, and I'm in. What do you think?
Oh, for the entire season, he's looking.
Yeah,
for $30.
But here's the thing.
But
you know, like EEI with Dennis and Callahan, they're on Nesson in the morning.
Yeah,
I mean, really? Do you need to watch them sitting there talking
into
a mic?
Dry.
Those kind of shows. Now, Mike and Mike do a broadcast, and ESPN puts some production value behind it.
And I don't think it's any good,
no,
but you're right.
But it's
a little
better because
they put
while
some
they're
effort
talking, they'll have some B-roll going. We couldn't do that.
No.
We don't have the manpower to do that. Or the
Kevin would have to get here at 2 a.m.
It would literally be just us sitting here. Half the time eating
now,
and talking.
Farts.
Now, every once in a while...
Andy lifting a hind leg and letting one fly.
Circling.
Every once in a while, you get the push-up contest, and that would be good.
And then people would have known that I doubled you up.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think it'd be worth it for you. I really don't.
It would be bad, bad programming.
I'm saving you guys from yourselves.
Yeah. And there'd only be like 10 of you that would pay, and it would be an epic fail.
Yeah.
Well, stick to the app. If you want to spend your 10 or 15 bucks or $19.99, go to the App Store, buy the app. Are there any games on the app?
On our app?
Yeah.
What do you mean games? Like
Angry Birds?
Video? Oh, yeah. Like that type of
stuff? I was kind of thinking Angry Birds.
No, we're
Angry Ball.
We're
Angry Bill. Where Bill, you shoot Bill at stuff and he blows stuff up or something.
Yeah, that'd go over well.
We could do an Angry Paul.
It's so ridiculous.
At least I wouldn't pout about it.
It'd be like the fat bird in Angry Birds that blows up lots of stuff.
Really all I can tell you is if my brother wasn't there, I'd still be on him pounding the shit out of him.
Okay.
He's a sword.
And that could be part of the
soundtrack. I think that beep missed the word.
Yes, he never hits it. He beeps the non-swearing.
Mike and Sharon says, gotta love being a PFW subscriber. Free app with our favorite PFW content. And then all PF content is awesome. Fred, if you need any betas, feel free to contact me.
So you got that going for you.
What does that mean?
People to use it before it gets released.
Oh, so he's got an iPad.
Oh.
Now, does this affect the iPhone in any way?
No. Obviously, the iPhone app is still out there, which is free.
When's the new one coming?
The new iPhone app? It actually was submitted today. So any time now, it could be live in the...
I'll check my little update.
Well, it takes a few days for Apple to approve it. So, you know, if you already have the... Patriots iPhone app, you should be getting a notice soon that there's an upgrade available. So we're working here.
Nope.
Believe it or not, besides doing this show, we're actually getting some stuff done.
Runtastic, Weather Channel, Angry Birds, no Patriots.
Let's see.
Fred, your new hire, Matt LePan, just wrote me an email and said he'll do all the TV production if we simulcast. So he'll get here at 4 in the morning with me if you want to make it happen.
Okay. Or we'll make you do it and give him your job.
Give him
we like him better.
Lucas writes in, I was a bit surprised at learning Warren was released just this morning, but I have a feeling he's coming back right after the Finns game. I mean, first Sanders, then Warren. If it goes on like this, Andy is leaving Foxborough for the Bungles. Although, touching the subject about defensive linemen, I believe it's better for the Pats to release a guy like Brace. There's a lot of expectations for Brace, and yet last year I was more captivated by seventh-round draft pick acquisition Brandon Dedrick, which leads me to saying that Pat should release Brace and fetch in free agency for a secondary player. What do you guys feel about that?
I think Brace is next in line to disappear.
Yeah, he's on PUP, by the way, so you have 6 weeks before you have to worry about doing anything with him.
Can you take a guy that's on PUP and just say we're putting him on IR?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could waive him.
Or you could waive him.
Or you can activate him.
All right.
Those are basically your options.
But he's next in line for that. Didn't live up to his draft status.
Yeah, that draft is...
Yeah, remember it was like, B.J. Raji, Brace actually made B.J. Raji better. That wasn't the case.
No one said that.
Some people did.
No one with any sanity said that.
But Fred is absolutely right. Around here, after the Patriots selected Brace...
And what do we know about Patriots fans,
that was a very common refrain. They're stupid.
Okay.
But that's what people said.
Don't limit that to Patriots fans. That's very unfair.
Oh, all fans are stupid?
Fans are stupid.
So you're not a fan?
By the way, Serena Williams back from injury. She's on something. I'm sorry. Her arms are huge.
Is she the one that's sick?
She's kind of chunky.
She always was, but yeah. I mean, muscle. I mean,
she's got
Venus is sick. She had a withdrawal in the second round.
She's got that China look to her where you want to see
syndrome.
You want to see them, but you don't really want to see anything like.
Oh, I don't.
You wonder how
big
they are.
I don't find anything there remotely attractive.
I want to see
you.
No,
Serena?
Yeah.
Up top, I do.
Yeah.
I like
big
you don't see that a lot in tennis. That's nice.
Sloppy.
Well, she's not hot, though. I'd much rather have all those Russian blondes or whatever.
There's a lot of good looking women's tennis players, don't you think?
Yeah, but they don't
have. She's not one of them.
Right. They don't have that.
Yeah.
She could be a stripper.
I mean, Steffi Graf had, you know, stuff. She wasn't attractive in any way.
She was phenomenal.
No,
was,
she's not.
No, she's not.
Are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
Maybe now she had a little done, but back then she was...
I'm just, she wasn't Serena Williams.
With that look on your
you.
Face, you better have personally touched her breasts. Because you look like I know from experience.
I've seen her in a bathing suit.
So?
Well, okay. I mean.
Well, and she's been in Sports Illustrated, and I don't maybe they enhance them and they draw extra, yeah, you know,
they do.
Size onto them.
They
Photoshop.
Do.
I don't know.
But, trust me.
But they're there.
Who follows tennis more in this room than.
No one follows tennis more than you.
Okay, thank you.
What about Gabriella Sabatini?
Smoking. She was in Playboy or Penthouse or something.
Who? Gabby Sabby? My all-time favorite.
Absolutely.
There was nothing
phenomenal.
There was nothing like a three-set match with her when she would start to really get sweaty.
Oh.
Yeah. That worked. That used to work for Pauly.
Who would you rather have, her or Angie Harmon? Because I know you're a big Angie Harmon
I really
fan.
Like Angie Harmon, but she does not have that front court
no,
that you're looking
not.
For.
She does not.
She has... Angie Harmon's an actress.
Right,
she's married to Jason
Seymour. We've digressed a little.
No interest.
She's not aging well either, but she's
got a new show.
She was hot back.
She's got a new
day.
Show on TV. I saw the commercial in rotation.
Yeah, it's I haven't seen it, but
I
it's
into,
been on for a couple of years.
Walked into Fred's Rizzoli office yesterday. Thought he was on the Penthouse website, and he admits once he looked at the company's font and logo and everything, it looks like the P is missing. It's Enhouse or
it was something like N. Something and something.
There was HS. There,
right.
And I literally thought, Paul, he had just packed it in and was now looking at Penthouse in his office.
And that's going to happen one of these days.
Well, based on yesterday, he was
you were
in
ticking,
rare form.
Ticking time bomb
ripping
yesterday.
Everybody, wanting to fight people.
You did.
I was in a great mood yesterday. I don't
even,
know what you're talking about.
Even Manny No Socks asked me if everything was okay.
I was rolling yesterday.
Well, he was in a bit of a mood himself. Because I asked him, he goes, yeah, we're going to shoot this for All Access, you and I, Fred, our little point counterpoint. Is
I didn't like
year.
That at all.
But we shot it at our Cube/office, and I go, oh, so you took that right from the PFW show? Huh, no, I didn't. I just, ease of use. And then I heard you ask him, you know, this is how we do it on PFW. And he goes, didn't know, don't care.
Well,
it's like with tone. And
I said, just so you know, this is the exact same shot that they have. It's not just... The format, the shot
right.
will look exactly the same with the same clothes I had
don't
on
know,
the show.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. People were really sure.
I won again, by the way.
I always do.
Because you're the judge and jury.
No, Christian Fourier is.
The question was, what position are you most concerned about? Was that it?
I'm sorry. Yeah. We branched off into breast size of women's tennis players.
And, you know, I picked linebacker and he picked safety. You know, and I, my case was, look, of all these guys, Gerard Mayo is the only known commodity, and there's no one else in this team that would start for another team. You know, or
but
very
Rob
few
Ninkovich, to me, is a known commodity. He's been in this system long enough.
Right, but, well, okay, but would he start on another team?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think he's a borderline NFL starter.
Well, Spikes might start in another team.
Maybe, but he's hurt. We
would
don't
Josh
even
know. Barrett, would Sergio
there's
Brown,
so
would they start another
with
team?
Linebacker, and linebacker is the middle of your defense.
I kind of like this the way this preseason, like the way the last 2 weeks has been. The local papers have had, I think, the same story with the same headline about a certain safety being in the spotlight, but it's been a different guy for like three different times now. Now it's Josh Barrett. It's amazing how that story is changing by the day.
And will probably change a couple more times.
Like Sanders got cut, and Merriweather was in the spotlight. Then Merriweather got cut, and now it's Sergio Brown and Josh Barrett in the spotlight.
When really, the guy in the spotlight is Patrick Chung.
As PFW talked about last week, and that's why I wrote about that for my commentary. Chung is the guy. He's the constant.
Right, and Fred thinks he's... an injury waiting to happen because
someone
of
the
Sanders-like style.
Nah, shouldn't say someone in the organization. Someone that works for us called him a jag today.
Who?
Do you think he's a jag?
No.
I think
Chung?
Yeah,
who?
I think he's more than a jag.
Who? He's much more than a jag.
That's not fair.
Who?
I can't say.
Has the person appeared on this show?
I can't say. I don't know if that person wanted
great.
That view to be
great
broadcast over great. The internet.
Let's get to some emails at webradio@patriots.com. Nick says, I can't tell you how excited I am for the season, not just because I love football, but because it's the first season since I started listening to PFW in progress.
Woohoo!
Over the summer, with the lockout in full swing, I turned on the show hoping for some relief from the lack of football news. Well, instead of getting news about football, I'm greeted with arguments about politics, a push-up contest. Needless to say, I was hooked from the start. Anyway, I have a game for you guys since it's the start of the season.
Yay,
how about a season-long over-under game?
You got it, boss.
Number of Ocho touchdowns, 8.
Under.
Under. Number, where Fred yells at me and you, by the way.
Number of Haynesworth QB pressures or sacks, 6.
Pressures or sacks?
Oh, it's over.
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 They'll have that in this game.
Plus, I don't get to record what a pressure is. And, you know, judging by what they consider a pass breakup,
right.
I'll go over. I'll go triple that number.
Number of catches for Welker, 105.
Under.
Triple.
Under.
Number of big
triple.
Number of big plays by Mayo, 13.
Over.
Over, but
because I'll keep track of those.
Yeah. Right, another nebulous.
That was a big play. Who he was on the sideline. He called that in.
Who called it? he called that in.
Number of challenge opportunity misses because Bill can't get the flag out of his sock in time. 1.
Under.
Under.
He doesn't mess up. He's Bill Belichick.
Thanks, guys, and keep up. He'll just run out in the field and stop the play.
He would. He'll tackle the official.
He's done it. Well, not the tackling of the official part, but he's run onto the field.
Cole says he's followed the Iowa Hawkeyes for many years, and Eads' name is Eads with the long E.
You're about a half hour or an hour behind my iPhone.
Well, okay.
But, I got it from the Iowa website, said pronounced Eads.
There you go. Let's see. Lucas writes in, I'm already anticipating the end of the season, but on the other hand... What?
Wait, what?
The offseason will be coming up pretty fast. I've been hearing you guys and other Patriot analysts referring to the team's salary cap, but most importantly on Welker's contract situation after 2011. Is the Pats cutting Sanders, Merriweather, Butler a sign that they want to clear up some space to prepare for Wes Welker's upcoming big contract negotiation?
No.
I don't think Wes Welker's going to have a big contract negotiation, because if he wants a big contract, there'll be no negotiation.
Those guys.
What about Gerard Mayo? I mean, now
he will get a big contract.
Now's the time to extend him.
Mayo's going to get his money here because they love him.
Kraft and Mayo
he's not going
go
anywhere.
Together.
Whatever Patrick Willis got and the going rate. What? Why are you shaking
your
belief in me?
You know what?
You just can't stop.
I know.
So go to the bathroom.
Hold it.
I don't have to. If I hold it, it'll make me sick. It'll give me a tummy ache.
It's like you completely lose your train of
thought.
My
eyes are watering.
Fred looks like he's going to pass out.
I think you're staining the wall.
I have a digestive problem.
Thank God there's glass here today.
Those guys that they cut do not make a lot of money. You know, Butler, no. Will Height, Merriweather.
Jimmy made a little.
Jimmy, they saved a little money on, but not we can now extend somebody's contract kind of money.
Not $10 million. I mean, he's... Mayo's going to get like $20 million up front and $50 million or something. I mean, that's all these contracts you see. Willis, all the Pittsburgh guys have basically signed those contracts. Timmons, Harrison, and Woodley.
Woodley.
So he's going to get whatever that contract is, and he's going to get it here. They may hem,
they love him.
He ain't going nowhere.
A lot of positive tweets from practice, Freddie. Everyone's tweeting that the only missing player on the roster is Vollmer. Everyone else is present.
And Eric didn't think he got hurt in the Giants game.
Okay, what if Vollmer is missing, though? That's
Solder.
Significant.
You have the number 17 pick in the draft to start at right tackle.
But what happened to him?
I don't know.
Is that any cause for concern?
No. Well, I mean, I guess. I think Solder should be ready to start in the NFL. He was the 17th pick in the draft. Maybe he's not quite as good, but you have a quality backup. It's not, you know, safety... I don't feel good about Josh. I feel better about Solder at right tackle than I do at safety about Josh Barrett. Because I think Solder...
Oh, no question.
...is an NFL
That's no question.
Starting caliber prospect.
I feel much better about Solder having to play than any of these unknowns
at
safety.
Now, if they hadn't re-signed Light and it was Solder at left tackle and now I was talking about...
Steve Mineri, if he was still here.
Yeah, who is the next tackle?
They don't have one. They only have 3.
Well, now that's concerning.
Yeah.
Now, they did sign a former Packer, as we're watching Super Bowl from last year with Green Bay at Pittsburgh. Nick McDonald?
Yes.
I don't know if he's a tackle or a guard.
But he's on the practice
squad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is Sergio Brown the forgotten guy here? I mean, nobody's even mentioning him.
No, I think people are mentioning him. Really? I heard Ian Rapoport this morning said a number of things that I didn't agree with. But I won't get into that because Paul told me not to.
He's the guy that said that comment. I'm glad you brought that up because I did hear Ian this morning, and he's the one that said, I think the defense could be better without Merriweather.
Yeah, he said a lot of other stuff.
Better off without him.
Completely wrong.
The fact that he's been tweeting since 2006.
But he thinks that it's going to be like a 50-50 split, Brown and Barrett. So, I mean, people are still talking about Brown.
Okay.
That wasn't the wrongest thing.
Emailer wants to know, have brothers ever played at the same time on the same team?
I don't know.
I thought they just said someone sent something to you about from the Kramers, Vince Lombardi.
Jerry Kramer and...
Cosmo?
Yeah.
Were they
Ron.
Both on the same Paul? On
Ron
the same
and,
side?
And Jerry. I didn't even know that Jerry Kramer had a brother on that team. That's
is that
long,
like,
long before my...
Is that like the Hank and whatever Aaron had
but,
700
you know,
and
I'll
whatever.
Give you one. The Rams had Jim and Jack Youngblood. They're brothers, aren't they?
No.
They're not?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
I don't. I don't pretend I do.
Tiffin, Wisconsin says, I agree with Andy. I would rather have vanilla or buttercream cake than chocolate. Chocolate is overrated. White chocolate is the best kind of the chocolate.
That's what I am, Tiff.
Moving
white
on.
Chocolate.
Why
can I just say this about the chocolate debate?
Yeah.
It's been, I think, misrepresented. It's not about whether you like vanilla or chocolate better. Andy claims that things that are not actual milk chocolate don't taste like chocolate.
Right.
And I'm right.
Like a chocolate cupcake doesn't taste like chocolate. That's
doesn't.
That's what he's talking about.
Right.
That it's not. I like vanilla
and my
better
many,
than chocolate
many
too.
Many followers agree with me. Tiff.
Chocolate ice cream doesn't taste like chocolate.
Right.
That was what we argued yesterday.
White
not whether
rolls,
vanilla
Tiff.
Or chocolate was better.
Don't let him sway you. You stick with me, girl.
Moving on. Why did we get the other Gronkowski brother? I don't get it. Why him? Also, I'm a bit anxious about the Miami game. I think there could be an upset. Can
Wake
you
up
either
call.
Confirm or... my fears or talk me down.
Fred will confirm your fears, and I will talk you down and say they will have a comfortable victory.
I think if there are no turnovers...
There's the average tennis player.
For...
little ant hills.
I think for Miami, if
We're
there
watching,
are no turnovers there, I think you could be in a tight game. But I think there'll be turnovers. I think Chad Henne will give the ball away.
How many turnovers will the Patriots have this year just because of... the swaying of the pendulum? Had a re-goddamn-diculous year last year with no turnovers. How many are they due for just because of the proverbial bounce of the ball?
22.
Really?
They're going to force 22 turnovers.
No, turnovers for the Patriots.
Oh.
Because they didn't turn the ball over, they were lucky last year. He doesn't listen.
14.
Perillo.
14.
How many did they have last year?
Eight.
Only six more? I think they're due for more than that.
Well, they have an amazing knack for not losing fumbles.
With Deion Hernandez running down the field after a catch, pumping the ball between his hands instead of tucking it away.
Have you ever noticed that? They have an amazing knack for not losing fumbles. Especially on fumbles on Brady. Like, he'll get blindsided.
There's some tone in this.
No,
he
no,
is
no.
one lucky SOB.
Well, that's see, this is what you do.
I'm gonna get him
when Drew
swear.
Fumbled them, they never recovered.
Right. Well, that's 1,000%.
It's like the ball
accurate.
Is round when Brady fumbles it, and oblong when Drew fumbles it.
But the even the play against Detroit this year in the preseason, he gets buried. The ball squirts free in the middle of all this, and then an offensive lineman for the Patriots just happens to fall on it, and they actually gain yards on the play. They have an amazing knack
for that.
And that
just drives you nuts, doesn't it?
What? Like, why is that part of the equation? Why?
Because you make it sound like a bad thing.
I just think it's an amazing fact. They don't lose a lot of fumbles.
By amazing, you mean suspect.
I'd like to do a study on that. What,
he wants
what is,
to prove that they're lucky.
What is the overall percentage of fumbles lost per team? Yeah. And what is the Patriots percentage?
Do a feature
Somebody
on it.
Must have that.
It's really not a feature, Andy. It's more like a stat box, football things you don't care about.
Eric, get on that.
508-298.
You only have to do the research on every fumble
exactly.
that's ever occurred.
Right. Five, Eric's here. We're going to get
no,
to him
don't.
In a second.
Just
He's just
how many
back
times
from
they
practice.
Fumbled and how many times they lost it.
First, let's get to
yeah,
the
for every team
hotline.
Every season.
508-298-0398. Anthony in Naples. Hey, Anthony.
My goodness, this is a bunch of tackling going on in there.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
All right, then. We'll talk to you later.
We got a lot of energy today.
That's not nice. Did both of you guys take your 5-hour?
No, I just have jeans on.
I'm just working on the Diet Coke.
Yeah, Paul's on like his sixth cup of Diet Coke.
Andy has changed clothes like three times today. I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
Might need a fourth after what's going through.
God,
what?
You definitely need to change your underwear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to talk about... two
He's
things.
Pooped himself six times today.
Has he really?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't eat that.
And he claims that he doesn't eat, you know, I can't do anything about it. I get sick.
I have a digestive problem.
He sounds like Brian. I'm sorry, Anthony. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's really okay. My comments can wait over pooping. But two comments.
Well, you have as long as you want, just so you know, because
Fred
controls Fred the call screener, and he left.
He's looking for, like,
I drove
match.
Him out of the studio. So go ahead. The floor is yours, Anthony. Go with it.
No, I just wanted to talk about the defense because everybody's like so like, you know, worried about the defense, and it just doesn't seem like anybody realizes. They were ranked, what, 28th, 25th last year, and that was only because they came on like in the last four games. So it's like they have nowhere else to go but up.
I agree. You know? Yeah.
It's like everybody's all like, oh, my God, what is he going to do at safety? What is he going to do at this? It's just like they're fine.
But
what I don't understand, too, with the whole Brandon Merriweather thing, it's like I feel like the whole New England region, right, cursed Brandon Merriweather, said he stunk, said he took horrible angles, but yet are confused why he got cut.
No one's confused why he got cut. They're confused why Sanders got cut and then Merriweather. Everybody who talks about those two says, we saw the Merriweather thing coming, but I didn't expect it after they cut Sanders. Mm-hmm. Why do you cut both?
Yeah, and like I've said before, you know, Safety to me is easy to replace. Like, whatever. Who cares?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Belichick has done that on occasion where he's just found a guy to play and the guy ended up being okay for a while.
He has, but when you're as porous as they've been the last few years on defense, you have to rely on that last line of defense to make their tackles, and a lot of times there weren't, and that's why we saw a lot of big plays out of
and that may be why Bill said, I can suck with Merriweather, I can suck without him.
Exactly. And especially at the money that was taken. And you know what I think some people kind of forget a little bit, because they keep pointing out, you know, the whole Rex Ryan thing and Bill Belichick. There's another guy that kind of went through New England, okay, and he kind of made a name for himself. Well, he already had a name, and that's Don Capers, you know. But he left New England, and he made a pretty darn good defense there, mm-hmm. you know, in Green Bay. So I think sometimes, like, Bill looks over there and sees his scheming and sees how aggressive he is, and maybe this is the year where he's like, forget that, I can do some of that, and maybe is building the defense around that to try to create pressure through the line. You know, I think that's another one that people forget about, you know, that he looks towards. It's not just Rex Ryan, you know, but...
Well, it could be all the... Even Blitzberg with what's his name? Why can't I think of his name right now?
Dick LeBeau.
I mean, that's a consistent. Rex Ryan's been a consistently good defense since his days in Baltimore when he took over. Dick LeBeau has been a consistently good defense, and these guys are pressure based defense. Dom Capers now in Green Bay, pressure based, and maybe Bill, you know, pulled something from that year spent with Dom Capers. We talked about it at the time. It was weird that the two styles didn't mesh together. We didn't even know why they brought him in, and then he moved on quickly, and it would have, from afar, looked like, well, that's obvious. Their styles didn't mesh, but maybe he took something from that and is putting that to use.
Yeah, but I think, you know, what people said in the past, it was probably more to do with Spygate. You know, he was there as a, you know, a safety coach, like not a safety coach, but just there just in case.
Insurance policy, just in case some discipline came down?
Yeah, exactly. I believe a lot of that had to do with it too. But you know, I think the two of them obviously worked together and, you know, mixed ideas. But what else was I going to get into? I honestly don't. When you bring up Pittsburgh, I don't think he respects LeBeau's type of defense, because it seems like the Pats have their number and they can stop that anytime they want.
They do match up well, and they always have success, and they get those linebackers out of position and in coverage.
Well, that might be because of Tom Brady, too.
I think that's exactly the reason. You saw the difference the year that Matt Castle faced the same defense.
Right.
All of a sudden, the Patriots offense didn't own that defense anymore.
That's right. Brady just has a knack for figuring out where that pressure's coming from, and he knows where to go.
Unless it's coming from up the middle.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't a shot. That was serious.
Yeah. I only have one more thing.
No, and I'm talking about Pittsburgh.
No, I know, but in... Okay, I thought you meant in general.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the one thing, I don't want to get blown up. Please don't blow me up.
Get your finger ready.
No, come on. I feel like I have to defend myself, because all of a sudden I brought up Brooklyn Decker. I didn't even get to give you the reason why I felt that way. And all of a sudden I get blown up, and you guys were talking about women again. Now, I will give you this, Andy. This is towards you. Yes, she's got a nice natural rack. Okay?
Nice? Nice is the understatement of the year.
Nice. No, it's nice. But let me ask you.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I'm very passionate as well. Now, the question is, have you seen that movie that I'm talking about? Just go with it.
No.
Okay. I want you to watch that movie and then come back and give us your honest opinion about Brooklyn Decker. Because I will tell you this. She's got a Jay Leno chin. Okay?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, she's one of those women that are built to be supermodels, as in, you take a good angle from this side or that side, and it's all about poses. because they show another angle from her. She has no hips, dude. She's straight up and down like a drag queen. I'm just letting you know.
She's no drag queen.
All right, thanks, Anthony.
That's my assignment. I'll go home and tell my wife I have to watch this movie, and I have to particularly stare at this female actress.
Anthony, perhaps bursting the Brooklyn Decker bubble for Andy.
I'd like to burst my whatever.
Oh,
Eric, you got a practice update? I'm hearing good things.
Eric's here.
Sure. Yeah, just one absentee, and that was Sebastian Vollmer.
Johnny Cash walked in. Sorry, go ahead.
And everybody else, they in pads today?
Full pads.
Yeah.
Out on the Gillette Stadium.
So what
turf.
Do we have, 10 left now? Full pads practices during the season?
Well, I don't know, because does today count as one of the... Because today's not really a day, because...
Today's not a day.
They don't have to submit an injury report till tomorrow because they're playing on Monday night.
But it's still a
but
day.
It's still a
okay.
day.
Yeah. Okay. This is their padded practice.
All right, just want to confirm. Just want to make sure.
Sun will rise, the sun will set. I'll go home. It's a day.
Not if it's like in wrestling. If it didn't happen on the show, it didn't happen.
That's true.
So just Vollmer.
Yeah. Just Vollmer, yeah. So seven guys returned. The rookie running backs, Ridley and Vereen, Taylor Price, Kyle Arrington, Jeff Tarpinian, and two defensive lineman, Mark Anderson, Jermaine Cunningham.
Now, what is Fletcher's apparatus?
He just has a little bit of a wrap, like a small light cast,
he's
I would say.
He's got a thumb.
No, but it's not big, right?
Kevin,
it's
is there something wrong with my mic? I'm hearing it
no,
sounds
it's your
a little
voice.
Weird.
It's your voice. We've dealt with it for years.
Okay.
Just so you know, he's on steroids today.
I know. It started this morning when he was ready to belt Fred. He yeah. really was.
Wait.
I was concerned I was going to have to step in between
but
the two.
I was in the right there. He was ridiculous.
I was ridiculous.
Well, there was some ridiculous going on.
Here's
there.
What happened, okay? I
leave you guys alone for 5 minutes, and it's like anarchy going on up there.
I went into Mike Girovati came to me this morning, and he goes,
PR
you know,
guy.
Do you need me to get in touch with Comcast? Zoltan Mesko's all ready to go. You can bring him into the visiting locker room. Do you need me to get in touch with Comcast? I go, no, that's okay. You know, we'll take care of that. So then I talked to Andy, and I told him what Mike Girovati said. And Andy goes, well, actually, we'd rather just do it in the locker room. So I went back into PR, and I said to Mike Girovati, if it's okay, we'd rather do it in the locker room because Comcast only has, you know. He said, no, that's fine.
I'd already talked to Girovati at this point.
Now, did I know that? No.
Why don't you do like you do the most of
this
the other
how it
times?
Kind of unfolded,
I'm,
Paul.
I'm trying
they're
to, I'm
reenacting.
I'm trying to make sure this
I'm
thing happens. You know,
stay out of it.
So then we get in the locker room today, and I see Fred
I
comes
see
strolling
Fred
in,
sending out twit pics, of
mocking
big
me
head.
For doing an interview. Fred comes strolling in, doing one of these numbers, looking around, and I said, "Oh, because he was here Monday too." And I said, "Is this going to be a regular occurrence? You're being in the locker room." He goes, "Oh, no." I said, "I know exactly what you're doing." I said, "You're spying on Andy to make sure he does
right.
his interview." He goes,
"Exactly."
Oh. Well, he is doing it.
You're up.
That's a good story, Eric. Anyway, so that's the practice update.
That's it.
Okay.
We're back to...
And then they started stretching and they kicked you guys out.
They actually stretched first, broke up into some individual drills. Fumble recovery was the emphasis of all of the defenders. Defensive line and linebackers and then secondary were at one different corner.
It's funny that you talk about that because Paul just went on a rant
about the fumbles. Yeah.
yeah.
Rant's probably not the right word. But
I came in for the tail end of that.
And maybe they're expecting Daniel Thomas to play, and he has a fumble history. It was his major
mm-hmm.
black mark coming out at
K-State. That's right, rookie running back.
That's accurate.
So even though he may not play because apparently another issue against him is he can't learn the offense.
Oh.
Sperano had said in the last after the third preseason game that it was like night and day, how much better he had gotten. And it was more along the lines of the things that Bill always talks about with running backs – protections and things like that, but that he had really come on later in the preseason.
He gets Chad Henne hurt.
But it doesn't matter who is running the football right now for the Dolphins because it didn't matter. It was 3.2 a carry or
right.
some ridiculously low number. And this was something that was a major point of emphasis for the team. They thought by adding Colombo and, you know, drafting Mike Pouncey, in the first round, this was going to be something that they could do. They could maybe improve that running game and be a little bit more balanced and keep some pressure off of Henne. Well, it hasn't happened yet. And
remember,
they haven't been able to run the ball. And Sperano has been very frustrated by that.
You remember what the PFW scouting report was on Pouncey? One simple sentence. Not as good as his brother. And where did he go? Higher than his brother. Bad pick. Thanks, Dolphins.
That's right.
Fred, did you want to address Eric's attire? You generally do that after the practice.
He's got his Sopranos tire on, right?
He's tire? He's got a tire on?
Eric, it's a good thing you weren't here yesterday. You would have been very, very upset.
At who?
Well, you know, John had to start the first 20 minutes of his show in the producer's booth.
Oh, we're going through that again?
Absolutely ape poo.
Are we really going through that again?
Well, we had to do it yesterday. We had literally four shows going on at the same time.
EEI was in a closet.
EEI was in a closet.
KSP didn't learn their lesson from last year?
It had nothing to do with
KSP.
KSP.
It was Comcast.
Oh, Comcast now.
It was us.
Oh, you guys had to kick him out.
We did.
He was throwing stuff in there.
He was really, really
I don't blame him.
You don't blame him.
I don't either, actually.
I do.
If it were you, I'd blame you. But he had a real radio career, and it probably feels like it's a slap in the face. You are a nobody.
But we had four shows going on at one time.
All in this area.
Yeah.
Wow.
The big show
Fred
was
Kirsch's little media empire.
You know that
empire.
Little office that they built out there?
Yeah.
They were in there.
They have a fold-out table.
I saw them.
Like
saw
a wrestling
in,
table that you should smash somebody through.
There's actually a ladder out in the hallway, too, so I thought maybe there was something going on.
They had, like, Teddy Bruschi, Glenn Ordway,
sitting around the fold-out
table.
Filming off of that? Did they put
Pete
like
Shepard,
any covering over it or anything?
Pete Shepard was in here
they
doing a
filming
show.
Filming anything, were they?
No,
we just felt we had to film Belichick in there.
Who films it?
You're not still
KSP
mad at Fred, are you?
For
are you
what?
Still mad at Fred?
We put it on the web.
Do you want
we
John
do?
To join the show?
If you go on right now.
So much what we said earlier in the show about fascinating radio.
No, if you go on
fascinating television.
If you go on
filming guys talking.
If you go on patriots.com.
Sorry
right
about
now,
that. I didn't realize we did
can,
it.
You can watch the Bill Belichick interview from yesterday on EEI.
John wants to fight you.
Well, John was very
time,
mad yesterday.
Next time
I don't blame you, John.
What was I mad
was just
about?
In John,
about
we, what happened yesterday.
We
you got the show from behind the board over there.
That will not be happening on a weekly basis.
It better not.
Well, I was told it was going to be done in the morning.
And then that's what will
like we waited
and that's what will happen.
Okay. It will be done in the
yes.
morning.
Oh yeah.
That okay. will that segment that we had to tape during your show yesterday will be done before our show on a weekly basis.
It should be. It's better on you guys.
Well, of course, but yesterday
it was
the first week. It was working the kinks out.
Yeah.
I'm not in game shape.
But I enjoyed your fire.
It's all Moose's fault.
I enjoyed your fire.
What fire did I show?
Oh, you were a little angry. You threw a little something in there. I threw a little anger.
No, I didn't throw
anything. Come
on,
just say you were angry.
I did not throw anything.
I got a little...
I had a perturbed look on my face.
I got a little concerned.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
I saw you spit on the floor.
When the laptop went across the room, I got a little concerned. I'm just telling you. You know, the monitors, they cost a lot of money, John. I don't know when you think we're just going to get them.
They grow on trees around here, don't they?
Well, but, yeah.
We are right now.
We do apologize.
No apologies needed.
Unlike
we
Eric,
apologize a thousand.
You didn't
times.
Just take your ball and go home. Sulk.
I'm gonna go home now.
Look, he's mad even thinking about it.
I am because it's an insult. It should never happen.
Oh,
it's not an insult to you. It's an insult to John.
It's and I.
Eric's
stand up
on
for
my
John.
Side. Thank
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
He is on your side, but he's your underling.
I'm a team player.
You're John
Rook.
He's nobody.
He's Squidward to my SpongeBob.
Yes, exactly.
That's an unfortunate analogy because
<Well done.
laughs> certain people's children have made that same analogy too.
Paul, you have smart kids.
In the mouths of babes.
Yeah. Will actually saw him interviewing Chad Ochocinco on NFL Network. He goes, is that Squidward?
Oh, that's great. I
that
love
leaves
it.
A mark.
Oh, my God.
I'm not on your side anymore.
speaking of brothers on the same team, Champ and Boss Bailey, 2008, played for the Broncos.
Okay.
Was Boss healthy?
I don't think he was very healthy. But
John, Jack and Jim Youngblood, they were brothers, weren't they? From the old Rams teams in the late 70s?
From the old Youngblood family?
Yes, that's actually your, I believe so. I just had not, until you brought that up, I had not remembered they were played on the same team.
They definitely were on the same team. I didn't know for sure if they were brothers.
That would have been mid-70s?
Yeah.
Early to mid-70s?
They were on the Super Bowl team together, I believe.
Okay, that would have been 1979, right?
1979?
Okay, mid-70s then. All right, very good.
Well, back in that's
the
Golics
never played together, did they?
Good job out of you, Paul.
I don't
believe
so.
Like that.
They played in the league at the same time. They just never played on the same team.
Josh from Waterloo writes in. He says, hey, man of the Subway Fresh Studio and Eric. First, do you think there was an HR mistake and we meant to cut Ken Flanders and not James Sanders? Could be.
That's good.
That's a good line.
Excellent email.
Second, a strong beginning to the show yesterday by Andy. And lastly, do not give that douchebag from San Diego any more airtime. If he can't figure out how to listen to the show, screw him. You guys have tried to be more than helpful and patient getting people to the right place to listen to the shows. He claims to be a big fan, but then curses you guys and threatens life.
Whoa, really?
Nobody, and I mean nobody, talks about my PFW boys that way. F the New Jersey Jets. F the bad Dan from San Diego.
It's Bill.
Wow.
Oh, it's Bill.
Yeah,
there's a Dan FM tone.
He introduced himself to me with about six straight emails and said, "I hate you."
That's what he does.
That's what he does to
he threatens
Andy
you. F this, F that,
and then he gets mad at us for not treating him with respect.
San Diego.
That's what I'm looking for.
Lovely person.
And as Andy pointed out last week during the pregame social, what is there to be so upset about? You live in San Diego.
Right. Yeah. There's beautiful women with large breasts just walking the beach wherever you look. How can you be upset? How can
everything
you be mean?
Comes back to breasts?
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's gay.
That's true. That's the one thing Andy? That Andy and I see eye to
eye
on.
No, Bill in San Diego.
Because we thought Andy
I was confused there for a minute, too.
I don't know. Kind of gay.
Let me specify
Peyton Manning
my comment.
Says it will be tough not to be out there playing for the organization and our fans.
Oh, my God.
I simply am not healthy enough to play.
Cut that meat!
No, he has been declared out, by the way.
You missed it earlier, Eric, when off-air Fred read, "Oh, my God, Peyton Manning out for the season."
Opener.
Oh, I could not have been on the air.
That scroll gets you in trouble.
Too quick. No, it was off-air. It is now. But.
Brian from Illinois writes in, "Peyton will miss the opener!" Exclamation point.
Is that really what you're excited about? Do you really want to beat Peyton and the Colts because they don't play?
No, I want to beat Peyton and the Colts with Peyton.
That's what I said on the Comcast show we did this week.
If you're a competitor.
If you're the Texans,
right? Yeah.
You don't want to win a division title because right, Manning misses
no,
half the
no,
year.
I'm gonna differ with you.
Yeah.
If you're the Texans,
all you lose is Texas.
All you need to do
Texas
is win.
You just need to win.
Yeah. If you're the Patriots, you want to beat them with Manning.
If you're the Texans, you want to get over the hump. You don't want to
exactly. That's what you just contradicted what you said.
No, you want to get over the hump, and the hump is Peyton Manning.
And without Manning, you have a better chance to get over the hump.
You didn't get over the hump. The hump fell down.
Doesn't matter.
You went straight.
What are people going to remember? Winning
all the
or Manning got hurt?
That Manning got hurt. That you stole it, and then the next year he
five
took it away.
Five years from now?
Yes. They'll say
that.
Gary Kubiak sucked. You kept him too long. Nah. The only time they won was when Manning was out.
Disagree.
No doubt in mind.
If that's the only success they had was the year that Manning didn't play, that's all they'll remember. Oh, yeah, they won one time when Manning didn't play.
Exactly. Thank you.
Now, if it gets them over the hump, as you're suggesting, they win.
But you don't know you're over
the
hump.
And this gives them the confidence, and then next year they're able to
win.
You got to
start somewhere, and I figure like any way you can open the door, you open the door.
I sort of agree with John. I think that they need to find a way to get to the playoffs.
Loser.
Playoffs
that's
are
exactly
bust.
Right.
If they don't make the playoffs, Kubiak's out.
Yep. Yeah, but if
so
you make the playoffs, because Manning doesn't play,
doesn't
and they
matter.
Suck.
They need to make the playoffs.
If you were in the division, wait a second, Andy. If you were in the division, you would say, you know, even if this gives you a ostensibly an easier way to get a division title.
I wouldn't be happy.
You wouldn't
I wouldn't
be
give back the division title. I wouldn't be like,
oh,
what if
you
had
had, gee, we won the division title. What if you had 3 or 4 years of mediocrity with only Peyton Manning really standing in your
way? I'd say we're still mediocre and we got by on a break. And I'd want him to blow it up. If
a
I'm
win
a player,
is
I'd
a
say
win
we're
is
mediocre.
A
Gary
is
Kubiak
a
sucks. We need to get a new coach.
But
and now we're going to
really,
keep the coach.
What if they're really good this year and it's just a coincidence that they happen to get
well,
really
we'll
good in that year?
That. If they go 14-2, you don't say, well, they only won it because the Colts.
That's,
but
that's
if they go
point.
11-5, 10-6, and they beat the Colts twice or something, you say.
How about the pressure that they have now on this opening day? What if they lose?
To not,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
they
pressure.
Lose to the Colts without Manning on opening day? That's a lot of
and
pressure.
And fire Kubiak.
After 1 week?
Yep,
boy.
Should have fired him last year. He stinks.
Probably, but then there
what does he know? He's an Aggie.
You'd enjoy doing
is
a story with
him. Yes,
yes.
You'd enjoy doing a show with Andy. He's very reactionary. That's the way he rolls, baby.
You have always nitpick Tuesday. I have nitpick.
Besides
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Andy has nitpick life.
You're always welcome in the playbook.
Well,
you
I'll
can
stop
step
by
inside
at some point.
Anytime you want. But it's nitpick life with you. That's nitpick life.
So
you hate
Tuesday,
everybody and everything.
If you're
like
honest
it.
Around
except
here,
except for the handful of
negative.
Guys that you like coming out of the draft, which there's a good amount of those guys
that are talented.
Everybody else you hate.
And if there's not a nit to pick, he'll make up a nit.
Make up a nit.
And then he'll pick
it. I have to make one up. I got a nit sitting across from me.
That's a nit. With his little Popeye arms.
Popeye arms.
His little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, you know? He points at me with his little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Says Kevin McHale over here, whose knuckles are just dragging. They are, but it's because he's a gorilla, a fat-shouldered gorilla.
And on that note...
You didn't like that, did you?
Family squabbling.
He never likes any shot taken directly.
No, I'm okay with it. Aaron and EJ
Henderson
from the Vikings brothers. Aaron and
did they both make it?
Yep. Strippers. Okay.
No, they played last year. They were on the same team.
He says right now, strippers never lie.
Oh. No, I know they're together right now, but
I thought
just brought Aaron to the Vikings.
I think he was there last year. They may not have played together.
I could have sworn Balzer wrote a story about that this year.
Yeah, but you know him. It
probably day late, dollar short.
Wow. We pay him?
Unfortunately.
A lot.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. John Rook and the Playbook is coming up next. John, what do you got?
Andy Cannon from Dolphins.com. So we're going to start taking a look at the Monday night matchups. Ton of stuff going on, as I know you guys have talked about with the roster changing. And I thought we'd take a little bit of a closer look at how much the roster has changed over and really what fans are thinking about the changer. Is there a thing as too much of a good thing going on right now? Well, or is there some concern that the roster continues to change itself over
so close
to the start of the season?
Well, find out from the Dolphins guy whether or not they've sold out the game, and also whether or not they're going to boo Henny if he doesn't play well, because they heard they might.
I'm sure they
and
will.
Also whether, give him an in-depth analysis for Daniel Thomas. I want to know exactly how he's been, the rookie running back,
Daniel Thomas.
Preseason.
I want you to report back tomorrow.
Listen to the podcast, Daniel.
All right,
I will.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow, Thursday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.